Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Die Party Omen, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition game. We're on week number 11. It is our GM's 25th birthday. Happy birthday, GM. How are you?
Happy birthday, Graham.
Happy birthday, Graham.
All right, let's move on.
Today, on a exactly 25 years ago, a friend was birthed out of a screaming woman. He is now here, entertaining screaming men. Anyway, let's go around and introduce everyone who'll be playing with us tonight. Let's start off with Mr. Sheepdog Gaming. What up, sir? How are you? How's your face? What have you been up to the past week?
More of the usual. I've been stuck on the same games for quite a while. I did play Dawn of War 3 open beta today.
The new one, yeah?
Yeah.
Gay, nay?
I only did the tutorial because I was like, fuck it, wrap out a quick video. And then I saw that you couldn't play against the AI in multiplayer, and I don't particularly enjoy interacting with people much. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. But it worries me. It looks MOBA-y, and it worries me that they've gone in the wrong direction.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, it's who makes it? It's
Relic.
Relic? Oh, they done fucked up. Yeah. I don't trust their netcode.
Yeah, no. It seems like they've gone into this idea of like heroes, which you spawn in, and the multiplayer maps all seem to have lanes and areas you have to like contest. And did you see that weird fucking thing, Floof, with the cover, where you like go in
the heavy
and you
cover?
Like you take an area that's heavy cover, and it stops fire going in. Like you can't fire into it.
I don't think Graham likes video games.
I don't know what he's doing.
Is he just building?
I don't know what he's doing.
Remember, guys, always be making. Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Even if it's your own grave.
Okay, we'll try and keep the talk to a minimum.
Oh, also, Man of War Corsair came out.
Oh, yeah, I need to play
that. Pretty fun game. Yeah.
Aside from it looking janky as fuck, that looks fun.
Oh, it is janky as fuck, but the actual gameplay is pretty good, so check it out if you haven't already.
Okay, speaking about janky as fuck, let's go on over to Floof Knight. I hear you finally have a Twitter icon. What's up with that?
Oh, yes. I've been very slacking on my social media aspects, but we're working on that, getting there. I've been chugging away at Mass Effect Andromeda. I think I'm almost there. I'm at the end. In there, I have like one more planet to do, and then I'll be done or end game.
Finally, you can throw it into a fire and just walk away.
Yep. Yeah. But other than that, tomorrow I'm going to be, like I've said all week, I'm going to be making this guy. We're going to start that tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So, because the last one took me longer than I thought, so I'm going to start earlier on this one.
Nice.
Look forward to that.
All right, and Mr. Brian, I believe you have a special treat for everyone today.
It may or may not come up. We will see what happens.
All right, I'm excited. I'm excited for when and if it does.
We'll see. But as my birthday gift to Graham, I will refrain from speaking about video games in the intro.
Nice.
Good.
Let's talk to the birthday boy himself. So you're 25 today. Are you going to be doing anything to celebrate?
I had a student tell me, I always have students guess my age because they always get it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even when I tell them, like, I had somebody guess that I was 40.
Yeah, I could see 40. Why they could say that.
I honestly was like 38, 39 maybe.
Hey GM, I hope I look that good when I'm 40.
Yeah. Definitely.
You don't look that good now.
It's because it's...
God damn it.
Oh, damn.
See, I turned 36 on Monday, so...
Shit.
Yeah, he did.
I thought you were going to turn 16, but okay.
All right. Yeah, me. I just put up a video, 3 weeks now in a row, a video every day, every weekday. Today's video was very short. It was about torture in games, which, if you haven't noticed, I'm not a fan of. I don't like it.
So give us a little belt clip here, but how do you feel about rolling to determine how much torture a PC can take? Rather than
it's either A, they'll give it up on the first try, mm-hmm. no problem, they'll give it right up. B, they'll never get up, you might as well kill them.
Yeah.
Those are the two choices. Nothing mm-hmm. in the middle, because I don't like it.
How do you feel about tickle torture?
No.
Well, what about if the torture is, like, say, not to them, but to, say, an NPC or something that the player likes?
That's my problem.
I have a question. If you don't like torture, how do you explain what you've been doing to gags?
Look, that's...
I'm so glad you're on my side.
That's... Pete. No. That's hey. That is not torture. That is the beauty.
It's self-mutilation, basically.
That is the beauty of life and birth of a fly. Okay.
Or a frog, right?
Yeah, I mean, he has flies. He has fly maggots inside of him, and he's turning into a frog. He's everyone's favorite creature.
But I'm still alive.
I don't know about that. I mean, you could be dead.
Yeah. Do frogs have souls?
I don't know.
But anyway, tomorrow on both channels, I'm going to put up. I recorded a video for my birthday. It's a State of the Gram address. Just kind of like a time capsule, like data point. Like, here's what's going on. Here's what we're doing. Here's the goals. You know, see you next year, kind of thing. So, you know, keep trying.
If you don't start the intro as like, "Hey guys, Graham here. I'm still not dead." Like, you're doing it wrong.
I like to think that I do all my videos just like come out and say what it's about, no waffling, just start.
Are you sure you don't want to have a 30 second like movie maker, like fucking like intro, like,
hope everyone's having animation. A good day, like,
make sure you favorite, like, and subscribe, tell your grandma about it, because every piece of information you give us really helps us grow.
Yeah. YouTube, I'm great. Oh, all business.
Cool.
Anyway.
Yeah, nice. On my side of things, April 29th is D-Day. Otherwise known as Dog Day, is when I get my dog, so I'm super fucking pumped for that. We're going to be driving for 5 hours in one direction, then 5 hours back with a dog. And I expect he's going to piss all over me. So that's going to be fun. But other than that, I'm going to train him to, he's going to be hanging out with me on the stream all the time. So he's probably going to be sitting on my lap when we're doing die party stuff. So we'll see how we go. And that's just to distract everyone from my terrible roleplaying. Anyway, Graham, speaking about my terrible roleplaying, do you want to...
We have a problem.
What's that? Is everyone dead?
That problem has three parts.
Okay.
Part one is that you guys...
Wrong me a constitution.
The first part is that Gags is turning into a frog, slowly. The second part is that you guys are currently cowering at the base of a mountain in which resides a adult blue dragon.
Oh, the man, I've seen bigger, you know.
The third and fourth parts are that the dragon has within its employ two alien demonic Ugaloths, which have their own inherent spellcasting abilities, and they are mighty in their own right. In the last episode, they blew all of you guys from the mountain, or two of you from the mountain, and simply scoffed at your presence and returned to the cave.
I whacked the dragon pretty good upside his face. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm at zero hit points.
Yes. Hit the ground. You formed a small crater.
But you're not dead, crater. Right? So
you didn't let me help, to be fair.
Gormlin destroyed the giant slug that was...
That's right. He was running away for his life. Slug. He didn't get very far.
Oh, Lord.
I remember now. No,
unlike other weeks, unlike the past couple of weeks, no time has elapsed since the end of the last session. So what happens next?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, what's the state of Gags? I mean, is he unconscious? Is he stable? Are you stable?
No.
He's like, he's at least half liquid form. He's like in a jug of water. Like,
is he turning into a tadpole and losing his bodily form? Oh,
he broke most of him on the way down.
Shit. Okay. But we don't have any magical healing, but is a health potion, health pot going to do anything for him?
Do we have
any? Yeah, we do. We have two.
Good.
We have eight. How many? We have two 2d8 plus two healing potions. So,
if we want to recall briefly about how we got here, last session you guys risked not much whatsoever retrieving the Master Forger, Monsieur Leclerc, from the underground prison. A prison that was cleared by Mr. Khan because he was very intrigued, perhaps suspiciously so, at the rescue of the forger from the prison. He is now currently in the quarters, the secret police headquarters of Mr. Khan, the secret police, creating master forgeries of the two paintings, which, you know, yada, 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 that
two
we
months.
Need.
2 months. Two whole months.
2 months is going to take them. So we're going to kill time.
And we thought, fuck it, we're going to kill a dragon while we wait.
A small, perhaps insignificant, perhaps incredibly significant plot point.
Sorry, that was me.
Sheriff Hagar wheeled in a case of what appeared to be gin, but was also was actually alchemist fire. And he did that, and that's how they find out. That's how they found out about the dragon. The idea was that that was there to be stockpiled just in case.
Yep.
And again.
And now we're here. We rode there on the back of forces.
I don't believe we actually came to fight the dragon.
No, we didn't. We came up to see what was up there. And yeah, Gags was like, I'm going to go scout the cave. And then...
Guys, I'm going to go check it out.
Out comes the dragon, man. I'm just going to take a quick peek.
Who comes outside to piss?
I rolled like a 4 on my stealth roll.
Yeah,
so
you did.
It was like, you know.
Is anybody here?
Hello, dragons. Yeah.
You were singing my song with stealth, weren't you?
I was. I learned it from watching you, Dan.
The dragon, as is tradition, was lounging on a huge pile of gold and treasure.
Gold.
Yeah, so I'm just lying unconscious.
Well, you're vaguely. You're drifting in and out.
So I fell off a mountain, and I still have 17 hit points.
Yeah. You landed on the slug. Didn't you?
I landed on the slug. Yeah, smushed him.
Which disintegrated.
Does he turn into smaller slugs and they all try and get away? Like,
we never named the slug, did we?
No, it was like Bob or Gary or Brian or something like that.
Gene.
Gene Wilder.
That was next.
So,
we should probably try and save Gags.
Yeah, no, that's my priority too. That was my question. Is the in this world, potions of healing are magical? But are they like mend bones from falling off a mountain magical?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I think we should make him chug one.
Let's not be hasty. Maybe we can just stabilize him and drag him back. I mean, potions are fairly rare and expensive. Do we really want to waste one on someone who is slowly turning, we think, into a frog?
Well, think of it like this. If it was you, I would leave you here.
Exactly.
But it's not you, it's Gags. And I'm not willing to leave Gags behind.
I don't follow your reasoning.
That's exactly why I'm getting him up with a potion.
You guys are pretty loaded, aren't you? Couldn't you just buy more?
Well, the thing is, magical items are a rarity because they are heavily taxed and enforced and maintained. I say as I'm like pouring a potion into Gags' mouth, you know.
And doing the dog thing with his neck, you know, like trying to get him to swallow it.
Like massaging my throat.
Yeah.
Eat it, eat it.
Yeah. It's like, we found these in a dungeon that was filled with other magical items, including another dragon where we found our hoard of gold. And I turn Gags to the side so that he can breathe out of his, like, reforming body. And I'm just like,
so you see, potions are not something you can just walk into a shop and buy. This isn't a fantasy game where you play on a kitchen table. This is real life.
So do I
find more of these dungeons?
That's... I like that game, Household and Human.
Wow.
So honey, do I roll I'm home.
2d8 plus 2, or do 2D8 I just
plus stabilize? 2. Yeah, it's okay. 2d8 plus 2.
Alright, I can do that.
I'll mark the inventory.
Ooh, 13.
That's a pretty That'll good work. Roll. That's, yeah, I'll take that. That's just over half, so. Okay. Right,
so we should probably get the hell out of here. Bless you.
Yes, please.
Ribbit.
So, now, Graham, last time you told me when I was falling off the mountain, I did spy a pile of gold up there, right? A hoard of gold and treasure and shit.
Of course.
Yeah. So I turned back to the group and was like, well, it really depends how brave are you feeling, because we could find another way into this hoard and take some stuff.
Let's leave.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather make money not having to face a giant.
I want
to
go away from here.
No one cares what you want.
That's like half your HP, isn't it? 13 HP or something like that?
I'm getting a little stronger, but yeah, that was about half.
Really? Like, what is your HP? Like
my max is 48. I have 13 now. Okay. So.
Maybe we could find like a small dungeon, or maybe a smaller dragon.
Well, the thing about the dungeons is that they're owned by the king, so you need a license to dungeoneer. You know, which
do
is
we still not have that license?
I don't know what's happening with that. So
theoretically, Mr. Khan sent Jeff the bird, equal, who, as far as you know, returned. As far as you know, has not returned.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like he should be back by now. That seems suspicious.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got our information. I wrote down, you know, descriptions of what we found and how much gold is there, some other shit like that. So.
All right.
And as we're mounting up or whatever, I'm just like, you know, this information could be worth quite a bit to any surrounding towns as well. Perhaps we should maybe sell it to every single one of them.
I thought we were in a rush.
To get here, yes.
Don't we have to get back?
Yeah, we have to get back too. We've got the meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, how many days did we spend? It was like 4 days getting here or something, Graham? Because we rode pretty hard, right?
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, and we had 2 weeks before the next meeting.
Right.
So, I mean, theoretically, we can get back. Is there any other... this is the frontier, right? There's no other towns around here?
That's pretty much it. Yeah. You guys have rode out of civilization.
Okay. Because I was thinking that maybe we could go to another town and sell the information, then come back here and sell it as well.
You could probably make another town in 3 days and then, you know, 6 days back to the your town.
So that is theoretically possible?
Yeah. You'd be kind of close, but yeah.
I mean, do we want... I mean, it's a fucking giant dragon. They're going to find out easily enough.
Well, what they don't know is that this information here is going to potentially save lives in planning, you know?
I don't see what planning they could do that would save them from a giant dragon, to be honest.
Well, for example, they have magic casts.
They could leave. Yeah,
they have, like, I'm going to do now.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're on the road, guys. We're not just sitting underneath the dragon. Like, the head is just like resting on my shoulders, and I'm just talking about how we're gonna like bring an army here. I was like, no. But it's like, think of it like this: what a lot of people didn't realize is that he has in his employ, either through some mind trickery or what else, magical wizards.
Yeah.
which are a rarity these days.
What other types of wizards do you know?
Well, for...
Well, if you guys recall, the two Gith who emerged from an alternate plane, they had some innate spellcasting abilities. Whatever laws govern the use of magic in you know, on your plane simply don't apply in other planes. And these creatures are most likely from someplace else where magic is more freely leveraged.
Wielded.
Yeah.
So that's it in itself is probably more or equally as dangerous as a dragon. So,
granted, although they were working for the dragon, right?
Gormunged. Is this a thing we're doing now?
Hmm? What? No.
I got it.
how much do you think, is going to? How much are you trying to sell for? You kind of be out of your goodwill just to tell them, warn them about it.
Sure, but we're also trying to make a name for the Adventurers Guild that we have. So, doing it and saying we're willing to do it for cheap, but we need to be paid, is still setting a precedent that is good for us.
Maybe.
We'll see. I just need a doctor.
Well, perhaps this new town might actually have a decent physician as well.
That's true.
I like the physician in the other one. She's really nice.
Did she stab you too?
No, not yet. We're taking it slow.
So, what do you guys think? Should we head to the other town? I mean, if we ride hard, Graham, what are we looking at? Because last time we rode pretty good, and
if you ride as hard as you did last time, you'll get back to Barth just in time, in the nick of time.
I think it's worthwhile.
We should sit on the information and then sell it when it's really dire, and then we'll get a better price.
That's not how it works.
Sounds like.
I will tell you that the sheriff does know and. He's not the kind that would hold privileged information like that.
Sheriff.
What? He's a good guy. What do you want from me?
Yeah. Why's your boss a good guy?
I like George Van Halen, not Van Hagar.
who's Van Halen? I've never met him.
Bard.
So yeah, new town.
Yeah, let's hightail it there. First things first, we try and find a physician that can cure, or at least maybe even like some sort of religious place that can cure whatever the fuck Gags has got. I don't know. Like, is there some sort of medicine check that I can make to work out like who would be the best person to go to in this instance, Graham?
It'll be hard, but yeah.
How about a one?
You think he must be doomed. You better make his last moments count.
Yeah.
And we're off.
So, all right then. I'm gonna hold you to those words, Graham. I will do that. I will do just that.
What's wrong with me, Gormon?
We've got to bury him.
You know how when your family dog is sick and you just. You take it to the beach on the last day. You give it a slice of chocolate cake.
You feed it hamburgers.
Feed it hamburgers and stuff, and then you take it to the vet, and it's like goodbye, sort of like that. I create in the morning before, like on one of the days that we're riding to the new town, I like specifically make like Gags like a really good breakfast, and the rest of you motherfuckers eat trash. You know what I mean? Like.
Cabbage again? I hate cabbage.
I guess our supplies are getting low.
Yeah, but then you look over at Gags and he's got like fresh eggs and bacon and like diced potato giblets and like whatever the fuck, like some sort of fresh game that I caught like in the middle of the night when you guys were sleeping and some other shit.
Gormung, are you trying to seduce Gags or something?
No, I sort of like Miley's
working.
No, what? While you're like eating, I just imagine just like or something like that in the background.
Isn't it so good, guys?
I'd like lean in and just like,
he's dying, right? And this is like his final meal.
My what meal? Oh.
No, I'm whispering.
My happy meal?
I'm whispering. It's like, you can't hear me anyway. You got frogs in your ears. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, as,
what, how do you know that? Oh God, he sounds so terrible.
I have a cat in my throat too.
Sorry, I don't know what he wants.
Gags, what do you want, boy? I think he wants more food, Goldman. Quick.
Is Grant falling down a well again? Has he shit his pants once more?
Wow. Boom.
Okay. Yeah. So we make, what type of roll do we need to make for the horse riding? We made one last time.
You need to make. I would like. Oh, let's say.
There's animal handling.
Gormung, I need you to roll 8d10.
All right. Can I get a proficiency bonus on this?
Oh, this is just from random encounters.
Oh yeah, and a 1 is a random encounter. Fuck. Yeah. But that 10 cancels it out because it was so perfect.
No, it doesn't. Right. Grant, roll a d20. We'll do this the old-fashioned way.
All right, guys, going down 7 DM tables.
Yeah.
Look at that beautiful
tree. You guys set off riding hard through the trees. You're doing a lot of bobbing and weaving. These are trained horses. You guys get the good stuff. The good horses.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So you guys are, there is plenty of, do you guys have names for your horses?
mine is called, Hambone.
Okay.
Mine's called Cinnamon.
Mine's Thin Bottle. Shit. I just had it. Go ahead, Floof.
Oh God, I didn't think of one.
It's a horse. Let's call it something.
I'm gonna call it Nova.
Mine's Thumb Whistle Steel Bottom.
His horse's name is actually.
As a rider, it's really hard. It's a little bit of light rain. Only furthers your spirits. Only spurs on your will to get to this other town, the other town whose name you don't even really know. You haven't really asked. You haven't really been over here. But you'll find out soon enough. In any case, you ride for about an hour before something happens. I need all four of you guys to roll a d20, just a straight d20.
Is this going to come into play with animal handling, Graham?
No, this determines who something bad happens to.
Woo!
All right, Gags, I need you to roll me a constitution check, please.
There are more. I need you to make an animal handling check.
I can. Come on, Nova. 10.
You guys all watching in horror as Nova lands, like steps in a hole, breaks her leg almost in half.
Oh, fuck.
And Durimor face plants.
Fuck. Nova, talk to me, girl. Talk to me. And I'm like cradling her head.
What happened? Come on.
Yeah. Like, no, Nova.
Technically. She's alive. She's pretty much meat at this point.
Mm-hmm. Poor Nova. Guys, we gotta help her.
This is a glue factory situation.
I guess we know what we're eating tonight, then.
Yeah, well,
that was
not
much
one
too much to save a beast for you.
I sort of look around. I'm just like, I mean, do you want to eat the entire horse yourself?
I'm not gonna eat her. Just give her one of those magic potions that fix her up.
Sure.
I tell you what, if you want that to happen, it can, because we're in the middle of nowhere and we don't have another horse, so.
I'll just ride double with the.
You can always hop on Steel Bottom with me!
I imagine the horse is like this big.
It's paper mache.
It's like a fucking large dog.
Gag sings the pony song. My pony is ready. Jump on it. And you can hop on.
Complete with auto-tune.
Yeah. We don't have any late 90s R&B fans in this group. Come on, let's go.
No, I know exactly what you're singing. I just hadn't thought about that song in literally an entire century.
That's the fucking throwback references.
About it every day.
That's what you get with this guy.
So, I mean, if you want to use that health potion, you can.
I was 4 when that song came out, or whatever.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up.
Graham, we need to remind you that you are the youngest person in this game right now.
Oh. So so you guys feed the horse a healing potion?
No. I'm not signing off on this.
What about Nova?
What about us if someone happens to us? Do you think Gags is gonna get to town without getting fucked again?
No, but
it's basically a statistical impossibility for him not to almost get killed when we go anywhere.
Yeah, but what about Nova? She's way more important.
Okay, that's a decent point.
Well, think of it like this. The going rate of a potion and a horse is about roughly the same.
But if we don't give the horse the potion, we get to eat better tonight.
Oh no, there's plenty of food left. It's...
I kind of...
Why the hell do you keep feeding me cabbage then?
I kind of make eye contact with Gormong and like, well, we're only going to need 3 horses for a little while.
That's a good point.
Nothing, Gags, nothing.
So, oh, okay. Can you, like, is it possible... I know this is, like, not specifically a 5e thing, but can you, like, half drink a potion in this system?
Is it possible?
Make it a 1d8 plus 1?
Like, for example, could we...
Strictly speaking, a potion of healing is, like, a swallow. Like, they're not big potions.
It's so like a shot, like... then, yeah?
It's a shot, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the idea anyway. Some GMs will say, you found a potion that has 10 uses in it, and it's like a jug or something, you know, but these are not that. These are little vials you put in a, you know, bandolier or whatever. They're test tubes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we do have healing goop, as you described it. I don't know if that's going to do anything.
That went off, don't you remember? It went off after a little while.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Gags got sick, I seem to remember.
From the room of pools, remember all that stuff sours when you leave it?
Yeah.
So
we took it with him and he's like, I'm going to drink some health potion. And then he got poisoned again.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah. Even when potions are labeled appropriately, they still make me sick.
Hey, let's not talk about, like, some people have their own system for laboring potions, all right?
All right, so what are we doing? Make a decision.
Horse is dying.
I think
the horse has died since we've been chatting for so long.
He looks at you, you know, single horse tear.
I'm willing to leave up the decision to Drimbor. It's his horse.
He's obviously gonna try and save the
horse. We're only gonna need 3 horses in a little bit, so I'll finish Nova off.
Okay.
Like, I'll just jab her in the jugular quick.
Sure.
Yep. I'm sorry, girl.
Alright, get back on the horse. Let's keep going.
I'm gonna need a minute.
You can grieve on the road.
This guy.
Well, we have to salvage her anyways. Got to take her harness off and the supplies.
True. Yep. You guys continue one horse less. Make it through a single day. Wake up. Make some kind of camp, I wonder.
Yeah. I mean, the horses are going to need an actual rest now that he's carrying 2 people. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, more like a person and a half.
Oh great, another random encounter. Will it be another hole in the ground, or will it be an actual monster?
Do you guys ride through the night?
Yeah, I mean, we're riding hard,
I think,
right?
But if we've got 2 people on a horse, even if one of them
so you guys need to rest. So what does that look like?
Camp, no fire.
Camp, no fire. Got it. You wake up the... Nothing comes to maraud you or eat you in the night, so you are fine on that front. It's very cold. It is late winter. And the... it is beginning to snow at about midnight. It begins to snow.
Good thing I got this new horse skin jacket.
Yeah, I was saying, can we sleep inside the dead horse?
That's right.
I've been reading a lot of JoJo recently, and they do a lot of that. It's like, oh, my blood in my arm got frozen from this vampire, and he's like, I'll save you. Cuts open his chest and puts his arm in it, and it's just like, it defrosts my arm. And it's like, what the fuck, man? Anyway, sorry.
That's funny. Okay, you wake up. Oh, great, there's snow all over the ground. Now you kind of got to take it a little bit slower. And you ride for about an hour before you guys have not been in this territory before. You didn't know there was a 100-foot wide river that bisects the landscape at this point. So you guys ride up and like, oh great,
you know, Nova couldn't make this jump
100 feet.
I fail to understand the consistent stupidity of my fellows.
What do you mean?
We should have just gone straight back.
I mean,
straight back. Here's the thing, we can still go straight back.
Let's go straight back.
I would love to give Nova the proper burial rites.
Okay, what are the proper, burial rites?
Graham, can we tell how deep the river is? Like, is it possible to ford?
Make an investigation roll.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a nature check?
I
mean, it's the same roll, essentially.
Let's take either.
It's the same roll.
Either nature or investigation? Sure. I'll do investigation.
Because I'm so nice and gracious.
Why are we making the is dying...
Oh my god, really? 11.
Why are we making the dying guy check out the river?
Well, we're hoping for the best.
Yeah, he just like waltzes in, disappears. Like, too deep.
Yeah.
He let
pretty deep, guys.
He let the ocean's embrace take him, and he's just like.
No, this river marks the this river goes to the ocean. The city that you're going to, you wouldn't know this. It's on the coast. This river goes to the ocean, so it's going. From your point of view, it's going to the left. It's flowing left toward the ocean.
So maybe we should just follow the river down.
Yeah, we might come across a bridge.
And now, I will tell you, if you do that, you will not get back in time to your meeting.
I mean, you guys were the ones all hell-bent on catching this lady.
I'm only wanting to catch him because, you know, the rest of my party seems hell-bent on not just handing in the paintings to the person that owns it.
We
already did that, though.
We did, but... I have choice questions for her I'd like to answer, so...
I don't think she's... Well, she might stab you, actually, if you ask her.
I think it's more likely that she'll have sex with him, to be honest with you.
She was very close last time.
So what do you think? I mean...
Yes. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, what do you think? You know, it appears to be a pretty... All right, well, I'll do in character. This kind of looks like pretty much of a dead end. We've got that meeting in about a week. Maybe we should try this later?
You think you can hold out? Because, honestly, I couldn't give two shits about a woman who walks around in the middle of the night skulking like a cat.
If you're willing to help me deal with the consequences.
What do you mean by that?
He's
gonna get killed by her.
The next time she sees me, there might not be any talking involved at all.
Oh, if you mean like harming her, no, absolutely, I'll help you with that. I thought you meant talking about if you turn into an actual frog.
No, I'm not turning into a frog, I'm good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
Yeah,
I kind of get the feeling that Gags just is covered with, like, scars
green skin and
warts.
I mean, I'm missing an ear.
Yeah, you're missing an ear. Like, you don't look good. You don't look good. I can't imagine.
Totally scar tissue.
You look great. Let's. I think
that's why I'm invincible. I'm just scar tissue.
Okay, if this is what you
death installment plan.
If this is what you want, Gags, we can follow through with it. But be warned. I mean, getting a second opinion is something I would recommend.
I can take a look at him.
Shut up.
Well, no, we can go to the other city. That's fine. I'm just saying that there will be consequences if we don't meet with this woman.
Like what?
Like my death.
You'll be in another town.
I'm curious if you guys remember what the meeting's for.
To ambush her.
Yeah.
And capture her. Well, yeah, Gags came up with 2 weeks as a time to forge the fucking painting.
We're not going to have the paintings for that.
It was 2 days weeks.
Yeah, no, it's 2 days weeks.
I know this because I named the episode after your stupidity.
Oh, fuck, is dude. I haven't seen it yet.
She assumes she's getting the paintings.
Yeah. But we're just gonna jump her and frag the bitch.
Pretty much. We were basically going to jump her and try to glean any information we could off of her about, shit, what's the guy's name?
Hatch.
Yeah, you know, we unfold a note that has a red hand on it. You know, it's...
I know.
I know. It's different.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay, so we head back, Graham.
Okay, we're going back? Okay.
I mean, yeah.
This is what I've been saying the whole time.
Well, look, I would rather have a party member still who's not turning into a frog. And as far as dealing...
If we headed back right away, Nova would be with us.
See? You killed Dirigible's horse.
Actually, I think I'll hold it that. Actually, I think his poor riding skill did that.
Yeah, no, it's a valid point. I retract my statement.
I didn't need good riding skills to ride that wonderful horse. She let
clearly me. You did.
No. Nova carried me.
You guys ride back the way you came? Or do you kind of do a triangle thing?
We do a triangle. Whatever's easiest.
I like geometry. Triangle will work.
Who's in the lead?
Square from?
Probably me.
Yeah, most likely Grant. Because of his eyes, his human eyes, which are better than any elfish eyes I've ever seen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're only slightly better than mine.
Grant, what is your passive perception?
How do I do passive perception again? Sorry, I'm...
It should be listed.
It's right underneath your skills. Right underneath your skills.
Ah! 19.
That's right, yours is fucking stupid.
So on the second day back, you guys are making your way back. First day, nothing happens. It continues to snow. We're talking about 6 inches of snow. It's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Guys, I think it's snowing.
It doesn't stop, and it doesn't stop the next day either. The second day, though, you realize that you are being followed, and you've been being followed for at least the past hour.
Is it the ghost of his horse?
Ghost of Nova. Nova used to love the snow.
Yeah, speaking of Lord of the Rings, like anytime anybody says that they're being followed, it's always like it's Gollum.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean that movie and stories are so old that maybe you're just playing with those types of people, man. Because my brain didn't go there. My brain went to a dead ghost horse instead.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
I think that one's a little more weird.
Graham, here's what I would like to do. If we're alerted to this presence, can we set an ambush?
Let's think. Grant, you realize you're being followed. What do you do?
Are we going to need to stop again before we get back? Like, are we going to need to rest, basically, before we get back?
Yep.
Here's what I suggest we do if we're going to do that. We set up a camp. With the intent of capturing whoever's going to come into the camp.
Do I have any idea what's who's like what might be following us?
Make a active perception check.
Yes, sir.
One. Nope! The ghost of a dead horse.
I mean, seven, whatever. I mean, 16 total, but...
That's fine. Something with wings.
Something big?
Multiple small things with wings.
Multiple small things. Ah, the flies are back to claim to claim gags.
No, we've come for our babies.
It's
they're ready to hatch.
She's gone to heaven. Now she has her wings.
Oh, all right. So, do those creatures that we saw at the thing have wings? The green things, no? Okay.
Well, I think
I still think setting a camp would be the best way.
I haven't told you yet, sir.
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I'd alert them. I think I'd be like, guys, I can sense something coming from behind.
It has
wings.
Is she back?
No, it's not Nova.
Oh.
Wait, Nova's in this bag, right?
How many things?
Do I know how many there are?
Unclear. Between 3 and 5.
A few.
I
can only assume.
Graham, any hills around here?
It's something shitty.
A lot of hills. A lot of variation in, terrain.
All right. Might I suggest either getting to the top of a hill and trying to, elevate ourselves?
In society.
What, no, just on top of the hill.
Oh, yeah, right, of course.
Or we go at normal pace. Like, you tell me, with a 16, is it good enough to work out whether or not they're following us based on predatory things, or if they're following us based on scouting things?
They're stalking.
Okay, so they're predators then. Interesting. Well, let's set some like snares or something like that in a camp.
Maybe some deadfall traps. Do you have the time to make deadfall traps?
They're flyers, so we're gonna have to set up something quick.
Fuck. Maybe some.
So here's what. Okay, either we go to a top of a mountain or we go into a forest so that we remove their flying ability from them.
You're in the forest.
Oh, we are. Okay. So let's maybe create some sort of like tree snares or something like that. See if we can get some.
All right.
So we set up camp early, and we do our best to look busy, but also set up traps, I guess.
Okay. So you decide on this plan. What do you physically do then? You turn off from the path and do something.
Yeah.
I mean, this time we may as well set up a flyer as well, right?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, none of us need it aside from you. So if you... Yes, we set up a fire because you would need to see.
Yeah.
Well, we need it for warmth. I mean, it is
warmth,
right?
Warmth would be nice. But,
sorry,
being
yes.
Followed anyway.
Yes.
You know, like,
warmth as well, I because I did forget.
Snowing and shit.
I did forget about that little aspect, yes.
Maybe you can cook something that actually is warm. That'd be nice.
Nova will give us strength.
Yeah.
Thank you, new god.
Nova would want us to eat her.
So, is that at all possible, Graham? Like, are we able to set up traps? That's like a survival thing, I guess.
As you are beginning to do something, you don't... you're not sure you're going to get a chance to finish because gags... I need you to make a opposed grapple check. So it's athletics or acrobatics.
What?
I wanted it to be a constitution so badly.
All right. So an athletics check?
Whatever's better.
It was athletics or what?
Acrobatics.
Okay. I like the idea that
so
it just gets your mouth
is a
covered.
One, so my acrobatics is a 2. So I'll go with that.
Oh, man.
Ooh. Yeah.
11 in your face.
Difference between a 10 and 11, baby.
It only rolls 9, so you are aware of this creature pouncing on you through the trees, gliding its way in a dive bomb strafe fashion. It lands on the ground mistakenly because it misjudged its trajectory. Gags, in front of you, you see a lion form mammal at 4 feet, huge mane. Its mouth appears too big for its face, leathery bat wings, and an enormous spiked tail.
Son of a bitch. Okay.
We need to roll initiative as that one and three more enter the area surrounding around you. So there are four manticores that have attacked you. One of them yells, the one who tried to attack you, Gags, it says, "Insolent whelp. I will enjoy relieving you of your parts.
I will enjoy bathing in your blood."
Oh, this turned down the.
I get the feeling that maybe I'm like tangled up in a trap I was setting. Maybe this is to leave me a little bit. I'm just like, I'll be there in a second, guys. Just
I like the idea that your entire combat scenario is you hanging upside down from a snare, trying to shoot your bow. Twing.
Can we make that happen, Graham?
Yeah, I imagine you're in the harness, like the surveyor, like the forestry ranger.
Yeah.
Who's measuring the trees, so you're in the harness, and then you kind of like fall over.
Another scenario: you've been pulled out of a tree by a manticore trying to fly away, but you're connected.
Don't try and kill me off.
But you're connected to the tree by a rope, so he's pulling on you, and the tree's trying to give way. That's like, yeah. There you go.
What do you want to do? You guys are there.
Mm-hmm.
Small clearing, only about 30 feet across, so you can get to eat anywhere you want in a full movement. Three manticores on one side and one on the other side adjacent to Gags.
Alright, yeah, I want to stab the one that obviously I'm going to have my rapiers. I went to stab the one that tried to grab Gags. And to do so, I will sing my song of blade.
Hang on, just before you do this, do you even have an actual working bow at the moment? Because I seem to remember you breaking your bow.
It broke when I was trying to when we were on the mountain.
How many bows have you broken?
Three.
It was two bows and a crossbow.
I'm Matchsticks Drimbor.
Matchsticks Drimbor. So let's stabby-stab, 15.
15's good.
Oh, good.
15 for 6. And then second attack will be 17.
Yeah.
For 7.
Okay, fair enough.
You know what this means, boys? I have a 50-50 to hit these fucking things.
Right, that's it for me.
Gags.
Actually, no, it's more than a 50-50 because I'm rolling a plus 8.
Your friend has come to your aid. What do you do?
First, I'm going to present him with Bardic Inspiration.
By doing what?
By,
A wimbo-et.
We're
in the forest, the mighty forest, the manticore is far.
How far away is he from me, Graham?
Adjacent to him?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at him, and I'm going to say, "And I will always support you." And
all right.
I give him inspiration.
Didn't even get to the high note, man.
I got high enough, trust me. All right.
No, that was yesterday.
And then I am going to use Vicious Mockery.
Okay.
On the manticore nearest to us. And I'm going to say, I'm going to make a handbag out of those damn leathery wings. They look ugly and they're out of fashion. It's not the season for leather, you dummy.
I'm wasteful and it doesn't bother me.
The saving throw is only a 9.
Oh, so he gets 2d4 damage.
Ooh, psychic damage. Which he's weak to because he takes everything to heart.
The lions are very self-deprecating.
And then I'm going to use, for my movement, I've got, what is it called? Super fast movie.
Mobile. Oh, yeah, the mobile.
Mobile.
Yeah.
and I'm gonna get as far away as that allows me.
he can dis, like, he doesn't have to disengage anymore because he has mobile. As long as he at, wait, is it? It's a physical attack that you have to do, right? For mobile to proc.
I think when you take the attack action.
Yeah, which, the attack action, whether counts. You hit or miss, it counts. So, does Vicious Mockery count as an attack?
Yeah, since it's a... it's a save, so no, it's not an attack. Because it's you're not rolling an attack.
Yeah, yeah.
So you take an opportunity to get...
Yeah, so he'll need... So if you move Gags, he'll get an attack of opportunity on you.
He will?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you, instead of doing Vicious Mockery... You say used your dagger to attack him and then ran. It would be fine, but
it's a melee attack. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's okay, melee. It's only melee. All right. Well, no, I'll just stay where I am then. It's fine.
All right. Fair enough. The manticores. The manticores each take 3 attacks. Okay.
Ooh, goody. Oh, so, wow.
The one who is adjacent to both Brimbor and Gags is going to, attempt to bite Durimbor first. Okay.
Okay. And because he failed his Vicious Mockery save, he has disadvantage on his attack roll.
That's right.
The attack is only a 10. Miss.
Yes.
It's also going to attempt to swipe a claw at Gags. Still disadvantage?
No, it's only on the first one.
First one.
22 hits, Gags?
What do you think?
Yeah. Just thought I'd ask. You only take 6 slashing damage.
Okay.
Okay. And then it's going to attempt to...
By the way, you should have been at full health, by the way, Gags, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
So. Oh, I want full health?
Yeah, because we did
we've been traveling for like 4 days.
Oh, okay, all right. All right, sorry.
And then Gags is going to try to bite you again.
Okay.
Okay. 10 misses.
Yes.
All right, the 3 manticores on the other side of the battlefield, they see Gormung, they see that he's tough. They're going to attempt to take him down. Manticores have an uncanny ability. They have quills in their tails. They have 24 apiece, okay? They can fire 3 of them in a round, and there's 3 of them. So, Gormung, you're taking 9 tail quills.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
They're going full Robocop on you.
And just so y'all know, that was the first time somebody's attacked me and missed. In 11 weeks.
No, I don't. I don't believe you.
No, seriously.
Even that is the first time the crap out of
an
it.
Attack has rolled lower than my AC.
What is your AC?
13.
Okay, well, that explains
it. Well, yeah. I'm just a little excited. Sorry. I'm putting myself on mute now. Have fun.
Right. Gormung, does 19 hit?
No.
Okay. 18 misses. Natural 1. 18 misses. 23 hits.
Yep. Right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
24 hits.
Yep.
9 misses. 22?
Yep. I have an AC of 20, so.
20. All right, so that's 4. One more. Oh, 24 again. So 5 hits. Okay.
Out of what was that? Like
9. Okay. These rolls.
Pretty good. The odds.
Take a total of 38 piercing damage as you're just ventilated.
And these guys are ranged, right? Like, I can't do anything about that.
Those tail spikes have a range of over of 100 to 200. So they have well control of the area.
Wow. So, but they okay. Hang on, we're in tree cover, right? They couldn't have 100 meters above us.
No, that's just the max range they have.
Okay, yeah, that's just the max. That's just before they.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And how then much we did go you say? Sorry.
38.
In the roll 20, 38.
Yep.
Gormung, what do you do?
What's the distance?
I imagine you're 15 feet from them.
I imagine that they are exactly 15 feet away from you. I was like,
10.1.
10.1 feet away from me.
I know.
Okay. Well, so the first thing I do is I'm going to go up to one of them, get into their face, My first attack will be a booming blade. For 21, that's good. So if he moves, that's 21. Wait, hang on, sorry. It's gonna be. I'm using the sharpened axe, but so I don't remember what the damage is on that. But if he moves, he takes 2d8 damage. And
okay, is this the one that's
boom? So booming blade is it's so basically if they move 5 feet, they have to take 2d8 worth of damage. Like they just get struck by lightning basically. So it stops them from moving. But it counts as normal attack. So I just rolled a crit, so that's great.
Yeah.
I do 50 this turn. Graham, I do a total of 78 damage.
That's cool. So that one, you guys blink and one of the manticores is just gone, like.
Yeah. Like, basically what happens is these two manticores are like, yeah, 15 feet. And I'm just covered in these quills. I just run up and just fucking decapitate one of them. I'm just like, rawr! Head just goes flying. Can I make... I'm not even going to bother. Yeah, that's my... That's, and you know what? Action surge. Let's go. I'm going to attack the other one. So first attack will be booming blade again, for 12, which is probably not enough.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to great axe and top that. Oh, what the fuck?
Jesus.
Oh, so I'm imagining that's going to be 58 damage. Yeah. All
right. 58 does not kill that one because you didn't hit it the first time.
Yeah.
You give it a grievous wound. Grant, how do you follow up that?
So I'm currently hanging from, sure, you know, the tree. I was in the process of setting up a trap. And then the surprise attack surprised me, strangely enough. And I'm now hanging upside down. I'm like,
is it 1 foot, 2 foot, or is it on the waist?
I'm just like, I tried to get out, like, to help you guys, yeah, obviously, and like my foot got stuck, so now I'm like hanging upside down with like, I'm like, I'm assuming this is gonna end, you know, it's gonna be make things difficult for myself, but I'm like, oh, I'll help you, Gormung. And actually, no, are you in melee with them?
Yeah.
Then hell yeah, I'll be like, oh, I'll help you, Gormung, and I'm gonna shoot the one that he hits.
One of the two that still exists in this, yes, world. Yes.
Are you gonna kill still for me, motherfucker?
Hell fuck yeah. 23.
Ooh.
Hit.
And
22.
9 down. Oh wait, no.
Because you're in melee with him.
Oh yes.
Dead.
You're welcome, best buddy.
Like, I like the idea that its head is almost off of its shoulders, right? It's just like hanging there. It's just like, and you're just like, I got this.
Yeah, it's literally like in its death throes. It's barely moving, and you're like, ha ha. And then this arrow just comes out of nowhere, yeah, and functions into its brain.
I'm in the middle of delivering a really cool one-liner, and you're just like,
I got it.
Oh,
this
God.
This manticore manticant. Oh, God damn it!
And then, can I also try and get myself out of this predicament I've put myself in?
Sure. How would you like to roll?
I would imagine that would be sleight of hand, probably.
Sure. I don't know. Like, this is a prison of your own construction, so...
Yeah, well, I just...
You know what I do, Graham? I throw a firebolt at the string holding him up in the air.
It's not your turn. It is not your turn.
Falls down and breaks his neck.
You can do that next turn if you want. I am going to get myself out of this. With 13.
I don't know. Like, I don't know, Grant. Is 13 enough?
No.
Okay. Wow. He literally just gave you the out.
No, like, I mean, I'm hung upside down, and I'm trying to, like, pull myself up and extricate myself from a mess of ropes. I don't feel like 13 really would do it.
Drimbor,
I can still fire.
Drimbor, more stabby stabs.
Some people don't break their bows.
Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
4, 5. Second attack. 16?
Four,
11.
Come on, you gotta do more than, like, you know, 20 to catch up to the big boys in one turn, so.
Yeah, offhand attack, 11? That's a miss, right? Yeah. Nope, that's it. I'm still, you know, singing my elven hymns. Fortunately, I don't have to sing because you guys don't understand Elvish, so.
Yikes.
Yeah, I guess I'll stab it with a rapier. Because... That totally wouldn't go wrong.
One.
Hey!
I mean, it's not a one. It's just right. A two.
But now I'm going to use my
yeah, you didn't use it.
To disengage. I have to hit it?
No, you don't. It's a miss or a hit. You can as long as you perform a melee attack on it, you can disengage right. For free. So.
Yeah, so I'm going to disengage and run away.
All right.
40 feet.
The Manticore, not being entirely consumed with Durimbor's assault and not knowing what's transpiring across the clearing, will continue its onslaught against Durimbor.
Oh, I know what I'm doing on my turn. I know exactly what I'm doing on my turn.
Is this still disadvantage on him?
No, he's fully ready to go.
Okay, I can't keep track of all this stuff. Okay, on the bite, it's an 11, it's a miss.
Yep.
Two claws. 16.
16 is a miss.
16 is a miss. 23.
That's a hit.
Getting off easy, you only take 6 slashing damage.
Alrighty.
The one who is now next to Gormung has seen the carnage which he has wrought, and he will flee in peril, or at least attempts to.
Wait, isn't he dead?
No, the third one. There's 4 total. One. You murderized one. Grant stole one. The second. There's, so there's the one, I'm fighting and the one you're fighting.
Don't do that. Don't say stole.
Attack of opportunity, Graham?
Yeah.
Yep, sweet. Crit. Stop. Close. Got a fucking 19. You were shitting in your pants there a little bit, Graham. that'd be 20 damage. Yeah, straight up.
So the Manticore will hug the outside of the clearing that you're in, mm-hmm. To join his lone comrade and help him out with his elven problem. Durimbor, 3 more attacks coming at you.
Sorry, I don't mean to throw this at you, but I believe he doesn't have any movement speed because Gormon hit.
That's right.
Ah, of course.
He has a sentinel feat, so...
Sentinel only procs when it's attacking another person, so...
No, that's the third step for... The first step of Sentinel is when you hit a creature with an opportunity attack, their speed becomes 0.
Fuck yeah.
Alright, in that case...
He could shoot his barbs at you if he wanted.
In that case, it's going to bite and claw at Gormung. It's going to shoot a tail spike at the Durimbor.
So...
That works for me.
If you do a range attack... at someone else that isn't your target in melee, is that an attack of opportunity? I know I don't get another one, but...
No, it'd be disadvantage if the attack was against you. Against me, it's nothing.
Okay. Right.
Not anymore. Mm-hmm. So, Gormung, I've got a natural 20 on the bite.
That misses, because my AC is 20, so...
Gormung, you take 17 piercing damage.
Okay.
Claw attack against you. That's only a 7. That's going to miss. And then 1 tail spike at Durimbor. Just a 10 misses. Okay. It feels psychologically stuck to the ground. Cannot continue to move. Gormung looks like they're fighting to the death.
Okay. I am going to You know, I'm just gonna two great axes thing.
Okay. Just
fucking get it over with. 14.
That works.
Oh wow. 20. Dead?
Nope.
13?
That misses.
For 58 damage, actually.
If only.
Okay, and then with my bonus action, I'm going to second wind.
Okay.
So it's 1d10 plus 8.
Yeah. Grant. Still one on each side of the clearing.
Nice.
Which one? I'd like to shoot the one that Gormung just hit, please.
Fair enough.
One that has the most damage on it.
19?
Yeah, that hits, yeah.
And 20.
Still alive.
Bugger! And I'm going to try and extricate myself from this situation. Okay. I'm going to again try and untie. I'm like, wait a sec, got it! And I'm like, back up, and I'm trying to untie this mess of knots.
You can't get out of this playroom pose.
I'm almost there. I've actually like tied my hand to my leg now, and I'm like,
you have to use your other leg and your other open hand to fire the bow.
Drimbor stab. 19.
Yeah.
4, 7.
Okay.
Second attack. 21.
Yeah.
9.
Okay.
And offhand. Nice. Yeah. 24, 11.
Still
27
alive.
Damage. All right.
Still. Yeah. Good. They're looking pretty close to the ropes.
What's that?
They're both single digit.
Yeah. So, I'm going to run towards the one by Gormung, right?
Kill-stealing motherfucker.
And I'm going to jump as high as I can in the air.
5 feet.
And go.
3 feet. 1 foot.
I'm going to go.
He's a frog, man.
I got you now!
300 feet. And
it's like really dramatic and stuff, but then it pulls out.
Yeah, it's super cool. Stab him with a rapier.
Super cool. Stab him with a rapier.
Anything else?
Want to cry?
I hang my head in shame.
All right. The Manticore, who Gormung is fighting and whom you just attacked, will smile wickedly at you.
Mm-hmm.
It will not...
Nice teeth, asshole!
It will not attempt to move, but it will continue to take attacks, this time against Gags.
Okay, I get an attack of opportunity from Sentinel.
Okay.
Ah!
Oh, God!
Well,
you get for being smug.
What was that?
It's what you get for being smug. Mm. Yeah, 17.
Maybe I was laughing at like your attack before. I'm just like,
fucking dodge.
Wait, surely something should happen to Gormung for rolling a one? Because every time me and Foof roll a one, our bows fucking snap.
What can happen to an axe, though?
I don't think he has. Once I feel like he's rolled enough ones.
Yeah, I roll a one every once in a blue moon. You guys roll a one once every fucking turn, you know?
Melee was really a more finely crafted like implement, than a more solid implement than a bow.
Plus the other.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the only thing that can happen if he knocks it out of my hand is I bonus action it back into my hand and continue swinging. Yeah. So like,
all right. So Gags one hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 14.
14 hits.
And then natural 20.
That does not hit, oddly.
But did I give you damage on the first one already?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. So 10 piercing damage.
Okay.
7 slashing damage. Mm-hmm. And 15 slashing damage.
Okay. I'm still alive.
Wow.
And standing.
The one is going to continue to retaliate against you.
Okay.
Aren't you glad we kept that healing potion?
No.
Durimbor, did 20 hit you?
20 does hit, yeah.
16?
Okay. 16 misses.
And 14 misses, so just one hit for 5 piercing damage.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then, Gourmand.
Okay.
The Coupe de Grace.
Coupe de Grace, here we go. Oh my god, no. Oh my god, what the fuck? I want to use.
Are you tired? Are you okay?
I just look down at him, just like, I'm like literally covered from head to toe in viscera, and I'm just like. I just sort of look at him, just like. Yeah.
You apologize to the manticore. This never happens. This never happens.
I normally can perform a lot better than this, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anxiety problems. I just finished off 2 of your friends, and
I had too much whiskey to drink tonight. I'm sorry.
I got the whiskey.
Asking for a third is asking a lot.
Yeah.
All right. I think
I haven't finished once yet.
Hasn't even been like a minute yet, you know.
Once you hit 25, it's all downhill from there, you know.
Right.
Yo. Yeah, I'm gonna keep shooting. I'm gonna try and keep taking these kills away from Gourmand.
Alright.
Do it, man.
I'm gonna fucking do it, man. Don't tell me to do it.
Maybe you should help
27.
Out. Yeah. I was about to say, and you should probably help 18. Out Floof more than you should help out me, because I got like more life than he has.
I'm taking your kills, dude.
18 dead.
Boom!
Yay! Good job, Grant! You're awesome!
Thanks. Durimbor. Some people can hit things.
22 for 5.
That's it. He's dead. 5 killed him.
Nah.
Well, Durimbor, you're amazing too.
Now have four dead manticores amongst your camp.
So these were intelligent creatures, yeah?
They talked, yeah.
Do they have anything in particular on them that would...
No, but their lair must certainly be somewhere around here.
Right. Okay. What about, can I, okay.
Is do we there... think, I'm like hanging upside down. I'm like, do we think that's all of them?
I don't pay you any attention. Can I do a nature check or an investigation check or an insight check as to work out whereabouts these manticores might be from?
Sure.
Which one?
Can I?
Pick one of those.
Can I also, from 21. My elevated position, spin round and do a perception, see if I can see anything in the close area? Thank you. 15.
Okay. So a combination of those two rolls. The way you came from, if you recall, do you guys remember on the way here there was a huge ravine that you had to go around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In that same area, sort of more of a northerly direction, there's a huge drop-off where that ravine began to be formed. And a total of investigation, nature, insight, all that kind of stuff tells you that there's probably some cliffside caves only accessible via flight in that cliff face. So okay. That'd be about 6 hours back that way.
All right, Graham, here's what I do while, because we have a camp now, right? This is a camp.
I guess, yeah.
So I want to harvest the liver of one of these things and attempt to cook it.
Okay, survival check.
A 19.
You have separated the organs from the muscle. You have separated the offal. And yeah, you also have a manticore skin.
Okay. I mean, I don't think that's really worth anything, right? I mean, it might be worth something. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. It's kind of scary.
I wish to don it like a Halloween costume. It's like the head's over my head. And the wings.
So maybe I'm like, I like start like, you know, preparing the liver for like cooking and stuff. And I just sort of look over it and it's like,
you've gone a little feral, haven't you, since you've come out of the wilderness? You just want to keep wearing the animal skins all the time. I mean, I'm an orc. We literally do that for fun and I'm not even doing that.
I don't go that much.
I kind of figured as much.
Is anyone going to help me down?
No.
you did such a good job in the fight, killing those beasts.
You could stay up there and be a scout for the night. Yeah.
I'll scamper up the tree and untie the string.
Okay. We're gonna leave him up there, like, to attract bears or something.
He's rolling one.
So, so you guys make your You guys make your camp and wait, or I mean, it's pretty much nightfall. I mean,
yeah, we can just spend the night here. Right. So, what do you want me to roll for this manticore liver?
What?
To cook it. Is it edible?
I don't see why not.
Okay, perfect. Then I probably don't need to cook it up. I don't need to roll it up, sorry. But if you guys want to eat some manticore liver, go ahead.
I think Gags should have his share first.
Yeah, I'll try a bite.
And then we'll take whatever's left over.
Okay. It smells delicious.
Liver?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, you can cook liver to be pretty tasty.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Depends on your tastes, really.
So I'll try a bite of the liver.
You guys have never had liver before?
I've had liver.
I think it's gross.
It is gross. Disgusting. It is gross, but you can make it tasty. So, just like everything, I guess. So,
can I fly now, Graham?
No.
Shit.
Have you had enough gags?
You guys go to bed, wake up, all that good stuff. Snow continues in trace amounts. Gags, your skin is getting greener and greener by the day.
But like...
But the Gormunk, he doesn't really have much longer, does he?
That's why I try and keep feeding him nice things.
First of all, it looks like you're undergoing severe liver failure. And then it keeps going to the green spectrum.
But I quickly just ate liver, I'm good, right?
Keep feeding him more liver to replace his
And you wake up, some light flurries, the snow's along the ground, it's still freezing out, but the manticore skin you find is very, very warm. And...
We'll be back. Hey, guys.
Who's in front? Still Grant?
Yep. Natural passive perception of 19. Of course he's in fucking front.
Great. Let's see. One thing. Grant, you guys lead the party for about 3 hours in the next day. You have about 3 days left. Okay. Who's second? Gormung, what's your passive perception?
17.
Took you about a split second before you noticed that another party member has joined you.
Another horse?
No, you see that riding on Grant's horse behind him is a little chipmunk.
Aw.
I kill it. No, I don't. I just let him know. Hey, Gags, there's a...
You Grant. I'm Grant. That's Grant. That's Gags.
Oh, Grant.
Yeah.
And there's a furry creature on the back of your seat.
Is that... like a euphemism or something?
I don't know. Is your misplaced youth the animal of a squirrel?
No. There's this. Hello. Okay. So there's a squirrel on my back?
Why don't you just turn around and take a look?
Well, I thought my job was to keep a lookout in front of us, which is why I'm in the front.
No, there isn't. I just continue riding.
Okay. That's a weird... I never understand these half-orcish jokes. Gags, did you get it?
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Okay.
Alright. You just leave him there? Let him hang out?
Yeah, he can hang.
Alright.
I haven't noticed him yet, so...
Yes, of course. That's fine.
How confused. You guys...
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do? You guys ride for another couple of hours, and night begins to fall before something else...
A much larger chipmunk.
Turns out it was a crocodile in disguise.
The chipmunk grows in size. Until it's big enough that you have to notice it.
I don't have to notice it if I don't want to.
I remain ignorant. It's my
overtime. Sorry, I don't know where my right document is. That's okay. That 20 means something suspicious that I rolled. Do me a favor, Grant, since you're in front. Can you roll me a D200?
What could go wrong?
That's a beautiful roll.
Thank you. I did my best without knowing what I needed to roll.
You hit it. Right. You did it.
You guys are riding. Grant, passive perception through the roof. It's cold. It's wet. It's raining. Not raining. It's cold. It's wet. Up ahead, really far ahead, around you, you begin to see tracks, human tracks, boots.
Is this just like a beaten path type thing, or is it like
this is wilderness? You got 3 days away from the nearest town in both directions.
I guess I haul up the horse and stop the. I guess we're maybe galloping or something. I'm like, guys, there's some tracks here.
These aren't animal.
And seeing as every time, you know, we run into these type of things, something tries to kill Gags, I thought, you know. Yeah, thinking of you, buddy.
Well, why don't we just continue forward until something happens?
Well, hold on.
Strategy, love it.
Hold on. Speaking of strategy, how about...
This isn't strategy, it's bravery.
Gags would like to do an investigation check to see if he can determine the source of the tracks and possibly... how old they are and what direction they're going.
It's like,
Let me help you with this. The source is a boot that a human would wear.
So what does a natural 20 tell me?
You know the last thing they ate as well. right next to the boot print is a diary entry. With the safe code number to the nearest fucking armory station.
There are a number of trails like crisscrossing across the way, but they all belong to the same person. Clearly a man, relatively scrawny as far as his shoe size is concerned. But this person, whoever he is, has more or less, due to your investigation, has come from further ahead down the path, down this way, crisscrossed several times across the road, and, you know, kind of explored this area and then went back. So, like, more than once.
Okay.
No, tells you.
Could we tell if maybe, like, it's a trapper? You know, kind of setting up animal traps and coming back to check them, that kind of thing.
Yeah, if Gags would have noticed if that was the case.
All right.
So maybe he just comes out of the same spot to take a shit every day.
Oh, is there a threat? You tell me.
It's a person.
I say no.
Okay.
We could follow it back and murder him.
Not a threat.
If he's got something worthwhile, I'm in.
Okay, whoa. Am I the only one who's just not a random murderer?
That was actually a joke, Grant. I wasn't actually suggesting we go and kill someone in the forest because they exist.
I don't get your jokes.
In the forest, no one can hear you scream.
Nope, you can. If there's someone close enough, they can hear it.
Gag says, as a like bear drops on his head.
This isn't Australia.
What was that?
While you're having this conversation, are you still riding, or are you kind of stopped and looking around?
I
think at this point, I would have, hopped on, and I'm like, doesn't seem to be a threat here, guys. Probably just some local trapper out by himself in the woods, three days from anywhere.
Not creepy at all.
You guys move a few more minutes along the same way you were going, and you eventually come to a painted blue picket fence that just kind of goes across the road and vanishes into the trees in both directions.
Why blue?
It stands out. I mean,
why a fence in the middle of the forest?
Oh, that too. Yeah. I was thinking of the color scheme.
It clashes with the green of the trees.
It does.
We're clearly about to be attacked. I think we should get ready and prepare for bee infestation or something.
Attacked by a fence?
In the snow? No, it's snowing. There's not going to be any bees.
Winter bees in fur coats.
Fur coat bees.
Grandma,
fur
coat bees.
They're very rare and very valuable.
Remind me how local those frogs were that bit Gags. Oh, that Gags is turning into.
No, he's turning into frogs because of...
He ate the hard candy?
Because of candy.
Yes.
I had the old man candy.
How local are those frogs? Are they a local specimen or like...
Nature check.
That was... No.
I mean, didn't we already...
south of the town?
Didn't we already work this out?
Let's get the bugs.
I don't know. If you already rolled, you should probably remember.
20.
Yeah.
So they are local? So I sort of stop my horse when I see this fence, and I'm like, if this is a local trapper, perhaps he has dealt with the frog population before, and maybe he knows of some sort of ailment or cure to stop or hinder the process of turning into the creature. It's worth investigating.
I don't think that's how frogs work, to be honest.
Well, I thought so too until our friend started turning into one.
Because I'm not turning into a frog!
Shush.
He just looks a little green.
He's turning into one because there's a crazy fucking alchemist old, but everyone's bloody old in that town. A crazy old alchemist person who's fed him something, which you allowed, by the way, on your watch, and now he's turned, it's got nothing to do with bloody frogs. He just likes frogs. He wants something to... He wants friend frogs or something, I don't know. And also, I think he may have turned some of our employees into frogs as well. Also on your watch, because you're in charge.
He's not wrong. Right, this fence, Nova would have been able to jump it easily. I don't know about your guys' horses, though.
Just keep in mind the fence is about 3 feet tall.
Yeah. I think my horse will be fine.
So is this just clearly like a picket fence? Is this like a, I'm going to make this my front yard kind of fence?
Yes.
And it's about 3 feet tall.
I'm very interested in just talking to this guy because I'm convinced if he's able to make a life out here, that he knows some herbs and some elements and stuff like that for like bats and, you know, creatures and stuff like that.
Okay, let's look at it this way. We have a possible crazy old man who lives out here and we don't know what he does, who we now have to go and find by tracking him, which, you know, obviously I can do because I'm awesome, but still, it's going to take up time. We have Gags who, shut up, you're turning into a frog. He's turning into a frog, right? We need to get back as sharp. We need to get back as quickly as possible if we want to fix him. And you're suggesting yet another diversion.
Actually, no. It's
how many not... diversions? Like, we've been attacked by manticores. We walked towards a village which had a huge river and we couldn't get across. Like, there was that fucking dragon thing. Which
going back to town isn't going to fix Gags.
We can try the doctor again. I believe in her.
You're an idiot.
I mean, you know, I'm rubber, you're glue.
She took my ear.
Gags,
she still has it. She can put it back on at some point.
Gags, this is up to you. Where would you like to stand on this? You're the one with the issues.
Graham, if we go through here, basically the fence is in our path to go back to town anyway, right?
Sort of. You don't really know how wide it is, so, I mean, going around, who knows?
Well, we don't need to go around. It's only 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
So well, I
no
say...
one asked my opinion. What am I, manticore liver?
Pretty much.
I mean, you're not turning into a frog.
If it's all right with everyone, I say we just literally step over the fence on our horses and keep heading back to town.
You just want to ignore the possibility that he might have a natural remedy for your ailments.
I mean, that would be, and then I could play the Neverwinter Lotto and become rich beyond my wildest dreams. Because finding a random dude in the forest that can cure me.
I don't know how many walking hermits you've met before in your life, but every single one that I have had some sort of weird herb fetish.
All right, I'll tell you what.
It's almost like a joke at this point.
If you're really insistent on this, I will go and track him, let's say with Durimbor.
And we'll go track... dragging this?
Well, because we need someone to protect the fucking liability. And he's the strongest of us.
You?
No.
Oh.
The dying liability.
Oh, that one. Wait, you?
Yeah. No, I'm not dying! Wait, Graham, am I dying?
Roll a constitution check, let's find out.
I like start checking my pulse. I'm like,
Well, you're human. You'll be dead in like 50 years or whatever.
Fine. We make it back to town. We can deal with whatever situation is there. Let's just go.
Okay. I mean, I tried to meet you halfway here.
See, I didn't.
Now the question is, do we go left or right?
Right.
We go forward. We go to the town.
We just trespass on this guy's property?
Yeah, fuck sure. It.
And if he finds us along the way, we will say that we were looking for him. Yes? We're all in agreement?
Sure. I mean, I'm outvoted 3 out of 4 here, so.
I'm good at diplomacy!
I know you are.
That is true.
You're...
I remember the first time we met.
You're one-to-one with Dragon...
See, I left an impression, didn't I?
As far as I'm concerned, Gags, you're one-to-one for Dragon in interrogations, so, you know.
50% success rate.
Exactly.
He is
the only gnome. That's still a failure. That's still an F.
He is the only gnome who interrogated a dragon from inside.
Yeah.
1 out of 2 times, he's 100% successful.
Yeah. And I say F stands for fun.
So we keep going, Graham.
Okay. So you climb over the.
Climb is a very
step.
Handsome term for that, Graham. We yog over the top of the fence.
Okay, Grant, if you're still in front, you don't get very, very far. Within about 50 feet, man may be a strong word.
A woman?
No, mostly beard with legs.
I couldn't imagine what that would be like.
Very short, but clearly human. No teeth. Looks kind of like Cousin It from the Addams Family.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see his face. No teeth. Has a bow, short bow, trained on you. And says, well, halt! You're trespassing!
Graham, what's the name of the town we're from?
Barth.
Hail, citizen. This is Barth Constabulary.
And you're in violation of international law.
I'm not aware of any international laws. We're just doing routine patrols.
There's no routine patrols through here. You've entered.
Routine's changed.
I just sort of look at Grant. I'm just like, we're actually here looking for you. So
yes, we'd like to ask you some questions.
No,
I take out a notepad.
We would like to ask for your help.
Your trespassing is an act of war.
Well, we're actually here on a peace mission, I guess.
How big is your army? Our army's four, so.
Your army is three as I hop off the horses, like, go back over the fence.
We will fight to the last man.
My name is Gormong. This is Grant, and this is Gags, and our friend over the fence there is Drimmerwall. Our friend here has come down with an illness of sort, and I was hoping that a man of your earthy needs would have an understanding of the herbs of the area that might be able to help us.
Well. Looks like the Iron Wolf keeps crawling back.
Iron Wolf, you say? Hey, I dig your style, buddy. Say, you got any clothes underneath that beard? Or is it just kind of a nudist situation? Because I dig it.
Yes.
Are you, perchance, former adventurer?
A wizard at one time.
Of the king?
Yeah.
Interesting. We are ourselves a former employee of the Iron Wolf.
Not me!
I'm a god. I don't know what these guys are talking about.
Well, you're trespassing. Sorry. You got something to say, Grant?
No, I'm good. Sorry.
Okay. This is a sovereign nation you're standing on.
I understand that, and we'll be happy to leave. Maybe, perchance, do you happen to know if you are able to help us in our situation?
By the way, as you guys get a chance to look more, you can see the other part of the fence down the path.
Okay.
He says, what problem?
My friend's illness. What problem?
Well, we can go talk to the shaman.
Actually, that would be very helpful.
All right. So he leads you over to his tent.
Can I come?
If he comes out wearing a different beard, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm like, the shaman! Whoa, whoa, and he like pulls on it and straps on the elastic. The shaman,
boom!
Man, you guys keep ruining all my jokes.
Oh, sorry.
You guys keep retelling all my jokes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm in your head, Graham.
I know. Well.
So he's just sitting there with
I feel so bad. He looks so deflated.
Now, here's what happens, right? He goes in the tent. Grant turns to us and says, I hope he doesn't come out saying that he's the shaman. And then he's in the tent, like, changing clothes, and he's like,
yeah, that was the joke. Glad everybody got there before I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
did
so
it.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, dude. can he come out anyway? Like, can I just say that in character? Like, I really hope he's in, like, someone, a crazy dude who's just
gonna Yeah, so he brings you into the tent. He says, I'll go and get the shaman. He leaves. He comes back through the back of the tent. Dressed the same. But speaks with a gravelly voice. I'm the shaman.
I like this guy. Can we keep him?
Yeah. I mean,
how would you like to join our adventuring guild?
All right. Let me look at the patient. And he goes up to the Rimbor and he looks at him.
No. The little one. The little one.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Oh.
Thanks for noticing.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, he's fine.
Let me look. He forcibly grabs your bottom top jaw and yanks your mouth apart.
Climbs inside of you and starts searching around inside your body.
Piloting you like a mech. No.
The tiniest mech.
He out of his beard, he pulls a minuscule hammer and begins to knock on your teeth. Yeah.
Second opinion.
Yeah, these aren't gonna last much longer.
Take what? Them out. No, no.
He grabs onto your front tooth and pulls it out.
Oh god.
Ooh.
And gags it gives in a way that is troubling.
Ooh.
Oh, it just falls out?
It just kinda like goes.
You haven't been flossing, have you?
That is disgusting.
Did you all not notice this? And he grabs your tongue and pulls it. It's about a foot longer than it was before.
I don't spend much time in.
Actually, no, we did, and that's kind of why we're here.
I've been like hiding it, trying to hide it from you guys.
You're wearing scarves. And, like...
I mean, I just thought that's what gnomes were like. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what gnomes are like. It's fine.
Yeah.
Why do you have teeth? Why do you have teeth in the first place?
The better to eat you with, my dear.
I mean, he can't eat liver without teeth.
Don't call me dear.
So, shaman, what is?
I can fix him.
You can fix him.
But I require something.
Well, what is it?
Blood sacrifice. You can take him.
I require the tooth of a gnome. Dumb.
Spell slots.
What is it? Spell slots. Oh god.
Well, we got a healing potion.
True.
Yeah, we do actually.
I mean, it could save Nova, but I guess we can cure gags too with it.
So what? How much do you need in terms of magic? Properties?
Anything you got.
Okay, so
we've got holy water.
Don't give him anything. He's a drug addict. He's a homeless drug addict, living outside here. He just pulled out someone's teeth. Let's leave. I don't like this.
So,
I thought you did like him.
Here's how I stand on everything, Grant. I would rather trust a stranger in the woods over you, literally any day of the week.
What about if we're in combat?
Do you want to try me?
Yeah.
I mean, nope. Grant kills everything.
All right, time's money. Time's magic item.
Time is magic.
Is the holy water magical?
No.
No? Okay, yeah, we just hand him the potion of healing. Well, I hand him the potion of healing.
I think I'm, and as he does it, I protest. I think this is a terrible idea.
Hey, what could go wrong?
You haven't been with us that long, have you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Crap.
Interesting. Hold.
I thought you really liked this guy. I mean, you were all about him for his beard and.
Yeah, no. Right up until the point where he turned out to be a drug addict.
He smashes the healing potion and inhales deeply and goes, "Yes! Yes!
Ooh,
unlimited power!" That.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, maybe like six spells.
He runs out of the
tent. Hey. Oh.
Okay, I'm going to grab
him. I'm not going to stop him. I'll step out of the way.
You hear him like rolling around in the mud outside and the snow, like laughing to himself.
He seems to be having a good time. Does that happen all the time when you guys...
Maybe we should ask him to bring the other guy
You
back.
Know what, Graham, let me ask you a question real quick. In my clan of orcs, I'm assuming there was a lot more shamans than anything else?
Yeah.
So this sort of behavior is kind of normal?
No.
Like, I mean, like, them rolling around in the dirt and stuff like that.
Because spell slots are, you know, come at a... And when you're talking shaman... is not what he's talking about. When you're talking shaman, you're talking about like healing pastes, aloe, that kind of thing. You're not talking about magical healing of any stripe.
I know, I understand, but what I'm saying is, like, you know, rolling around in the dirt and being very sort of like in the dirt, in the mud, like
probably not.
Okay, all right.
It's weird.
I'm just trying to get context here, so
yeah,
it's a weird dude, man.
Okay, well, I just sort of stand above him. I'm just like,
hey. His hands are glowing. He's just kind of like doing.
This must be part of the ritual.
I can't wait to see what happens here.
And it's like.
It's like he's laughing and talking about the power of the universe and how he'll command the deities to smite his enemies.
You owe us a healing of our friend.
Can we just kill him, please?
Could you shut your fucking mouth for once? Seriously, Grant. Just quiet.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and you say a lot.
He says, yes, here, come here, small one. Let's see what we can do here. And he grabs you by the face, and he squishes your face together.
Does it make, like, the squeaky dog sound? It's like,
yeah, it may not be. Okay, let's see. Gags. Mm-hmm. I want you to roll a D100.
Alright.
Oh shit. Is this like wild magic?
Wild magic.
I turn into a firework and I can shoot into the stars.
Alright. You guys all watch as so he's like squishing Gags's face and then does the top and then like squishes all of him and then like begins to like, you guys see him casting some kind of spell. You don't really know what spell it is, but he's casting something. And he begins to pull Gags and stretch him apart like he's made out of clay.
Ooh.
And then like he like throws it, takes his beard and like throws it over Gags like he's doing a magic trick.
Oh.
And all of a sudden you see Gags is 6 feet tall. He's a human. He's been polymorphed into a human.
Yeah. I mean,
normal size.
Well then.
Okay, let's go. Fuck him.
You're very tall. Very far off the ground.
Do my clothes grow with me?
Oh yeah, you're naked. All of your stuff, gets formed into your new form.
Does he have to make like a system shock or something? Like,
I think I liked you better when you were smaller.
Something doesn't feel right.
No, something doesn't. Wait, so you said you are naked, right?
Yeah. All of his gear was subsumed into his new form.
And this is canon. Everyone, he did say before that he has a huge penis, so now it's just uncomfortable.
It didn't all. I see. Not all of it got stretched.
No, he fixed that right up. Good and small. Good and proportional.
Yeah. Nice. Right.
I mean, it's the same size. He's just bigger.
All right. Looks like our work's done. Leave me to now. We must muster the armies.
Hold up. Now, is this a permanent spell? Is he fixed, or did you just do this to get us out of your hair?
He is fixed. He is no longer a frog.
All right, then. You don't mind us waiting here with you?
Of course. Let's muster the armies.
Okay.
Oh, I have nothing to lose.
Let's summon the troops.
Summon the troops.
Away!
Who are we at war with now?
Gags, maybe you can make an arcana check, maybe, brother? I don't know. It's up to you.
Well, I mean, but what am I checking?
To see what type of spell it was and the length of its tenure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll say, the war looks pretty nice from up here. I hope this is a permanent adjustment. Let's just see what you've done here, and I'll roll an arcana check.
Great, perfect. Couldn't be better. Good. You rolled a fucking 3.
Yeah.
And a 1.
Well, this is my life now.
Oh.
Tall, right. Proud, and nude.
Congratulations. Hey, you want to wear the Manticore jacket? Or do you want the horse? Or do you want Nova's?
And tanned and hairy.
I'll take the Manticore.
Alright, you can wear the... You're wearing this Manticore coat now.
So, should we get going?
Let's go! Good to me.
Yeah, he needs our help mustering his forces.
Well, we're gonna go back to gather this militia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where should we meet you?
Fall. Soon, all of this land will belong to Randall.
Go fucking Randall! God damn it.
I am looking forward to the reign. I'm looking forward to the reign of King Randall. We're going to go gather the militia. Let's go, guys. Seriously.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm still not convinced. I look at
everybody else, Mike. So can we just leave this guy and head back to town?
Yeah, no, that's the plan. Yeah.
Are you convinced, Gags, that this is permanent? Then we can say that his side of the deal is complete.
Seems to be that way.
So I turn to the man.
If all this fails, we know where he lives.
Very true.
I turn to the man and I say to him, "It's like, I hope you haven't done a misdeed here today by attempting to deceive us."
I am a wizard extraordinaire and a man of my word. And he makes his hands glow again.
I wish I could do that.
Oh, don't forget, say thank you and goodbye to your friend who we met in the woods earlier.
The guard.
No, I was the guard. He was the trapper. I don't know what the fuck he was.
What the fuck are you saying, Grant?
Don't you remember he went and he changed into the shaman?
What? I didn't see that. No, the shaman came out of the tent. No, I don't know where the guard went.
I'm not saying this in character.
I'm saying it in character. Yeah, wherever the guard went.
I do say, don't forget to say thank you and et cetera to your
friend. I'm not sure where he ran off to.
He's a wily one, for sure.
Yeah.
I tried. I tried. I really tried.
I think you succeeded. Like wink at him.
It's like, I'm very uncomfortable around you.
It's like watching your own son grow up into a man.
All right, you guys move on?
Yeah.
Sure.
So now I'm really tall, but I'm still riding on my tiny little horse.
I like the idea also when we, as we're riding away, I turn to you, Drimbor, and I'm just like, you know, I'm actually scared to procreate.
Well, look how fast that was. It was like maybe 15 minutes. He's already a man.
It's true.
And eventually he could do that to you. Turn a boy into a man. He's still missing his ear, though. It's kind of strange.
That's all right. Chicks dig scars. Am I right, yeah. Grant?
Absolutely.
That's right, and I high five him.
all right.
I like this guy. Can we keep him?
He's the same guy.
You guys make your way, continue along, Grant. An hour later or so, you guys all hear like a pop sound, and Gags shrinks back into gnome size. All
right, let's turn back around. Guys, let's go back.
Give me my coat.
Why don't we just keep going? That dude's clearly fucking nuts.
I don't trust that guy at all. I don't feel very good.
Is that a constant thing?
You ate more food than you've ever eaten before because you had a bigger stomach, and then but the food stayed the same size and you shrunk back down.
He's just engorged. He's like,
he's got this big old food baby. He's like,
I don't know if I should trust this fart, guys.
Not on the horse. Please.
Oh, by the way, you're still green.
No. I mean, he was never gonna fix him. Let's face it.
So now what?
We don't have a clue what is wrong with him. Why would some random moron in the woods know?
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm good.
You seem to forget that we traveled with a man who could heal anything using the power of magic.
It must have been a great guy. Why didn't you guys keep him around?
The things happen. It's
right. You guys do know that people who use and abuse magic and attempt through all costs to attempt to continue to use magic without magic items or try and do it inherently, they quickly go insane.
Okay. Well, I wish I knew that earlier. So we continue, Graham. We continue.
I mean, he was very clearly insane.
I light fire to the forest behind me, and we continue.
Well, right. Why are you gonna? What did the forest do to you?
It changed my friend into a man with a reasonably sized penis, and I had to look at it for an hour.
You didn't have to look at it for the whole
best
hour.
Best hour of your life, am I right?
You could have taken breaks and looked elsewhere, like your own penis or my penis. You could have looked at any other penis.
I've seen my penis my entire life. It's weird to see another. It's weird to see a penis so pink. I'm just going to say that much.
Yeah.
Over the course of the next 3 days, you guys, have many more small encounters. But after being very tired and beleaguered, you guys do eventually make your way back to town where you're supposed to be one day before the meeting's supposed to take place. A good time.
Perfect.
I'm so glad I managed to keep Gormung in check enough to get us back on time.
Oh, fuck you.
But now that I'm back in civilization, I feel silly wearing this horse jacket.
You peel it off you, it's like...
Right. I am going to take Gax to the doctor if no one has any... Oh, wait, isn't that frog dude fixing up a cure for us anyway?
Yeah.
It's going to take months, right. And our friend here will probably pass before then.
Well, why don't you take him? And you're fine. Why don't you take him to the frog man, and then see if he's ready to cure Gags, and if he isn't, kill him or threaten him. Like, I don't. Yeah.
I don't go around just killing willy nilly. You need to understand that.
That's pretty much all you ever do.
I kill for murder contracts and. Other things. Not willy-nilly, though. There's a big difference.
I mean, I don't see much of a difference. Do you want me to pay you? Like, I'd take a coin out. Like, hey, go kill him. Do you feel better now?
Listen, I might be a mercenary, but I'm never going to be low enough to ever want to take money from you.
I'll take money from you. You want to just give me money? I'll just take it.
Yeah, go kill him.
Oh, no, I was just going to take the money.
No. It's a contract. Here's a coin. Go kill Frogman.
Why don't we just go back, tell him I'm running out of time, and make him hurry up?
I'm going to go with you, Gags. Let's go now.
And my tongue, like, rolls out of my mouth.
I'm going to go wash Nova blood off of me.
I'll go and scope out the ambush site, because someone's got to bloody do something useful.
I'm trying to make myself not smell like horse carcass. Okay.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. That is useful.
The Rimbor, you make your way back home to have a wash and a meal, a hot meal. Sheriff Hagar sees you coming. He runs up to you after seeing you, out of the corner of his eye.
Sheriff Hagar.
The Rimbor, where have you been?
We went to go investigate that dragon that you were talking about. We were going to go confirm the rumors.
And?
It's big. Real big. Biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. I watched it merely flap its wing and blow the orc off the cliff. And the gnome, I don't know how he lived. He was nothing but a puddle of flesh on the ground, but they gave him this bottle and he came back together.
What do you suggest?
We're going to need a lot of very stupid or very brave men.
Armed with alchemist fire? Alchemist gin?
Probably. Bows, spears, anything and everything that they have. But even then, I don't know if it's going to be enough.
There's been some been some things happening while you've been gone. Two people have been scoping out your house, your home.
We weren't expecting any appointments while we were gone.
One was a very attractive, very shapely human lady.
Mm-hmm. We don't get many of those around here.
And the other was a rather thin, roguish-looking type man who seemed to be, based on, keeping an eye on them like a good neighbor, seemed to be in cahoots. They seemed to be working with each other.
So if I see any attractive females and a thin man,
they're assumed. People.
Assumed female. Could be a very shapely man. There is. I knew a few. My friend growing up, back when we were in the forest. I just kind of like start rambling a story about childhood.
Yes, well, that's lovely. You're on board. Good seeing you again. All right. Nice day.
You too, Sheriff Heather.
All right.
Need to get this off me.
Yep. Gags and Gourmand, you guys go up to the Rich District.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Find Froggy's house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, there's a big sign on the door that says, out to lunch, rats.
I kick in the door.
Make it a strike check.
Okay. 15.
Okay, door... Though the door is sturdily made, you manage to, bust it through. It doesn't fly open dramatically, but you can open it.
I just break the,
Yeah.
Thing around the handle, whatever, yeah. And I was like, well, the door was open. Surprise, surprise. And I walk in. I'm going to go straight to his, research papers and see if I can find anything to do with a cure for this stuff.
Okay.
I timidly follow behind. I'm, kind of half-hopping.
Gags, what is your passive perception?
It is.
And does he get any froggy bonuses?
Yeah, is it froggier?
No.
14.
You do notice something. Down the hall, a door kind of creaks open a few inches.
Gourmand?
Yeah, what's up?
I don't think we're alone here.
I look down the hall.
I point out the door to him.
Yeah. I can just go down there, Graham.
Okay. That's cool. Go down there. Door standing open. About 3 inches ajar.
I open that jar.
You guys remember when you were here the last time you saw this huge swamp room?
Yeah.
That's where you are now.
Okay.
Huge frogs, jumping frogs, little frogs, gags. Mysteriously on your shoulder, a 1-pound toad has hopped onto your shoulder and is now sitting there.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
He says in frog, what's up?
Sweet. I'm adding to my character sheet that I speak frog.
I close the door and go back to his research equipment.
Are you sure you're not just massively high from
something? Yeah, I lick the toad.
Real quick, speaking of little animals, whatever happened to that chipmunk?
It left, I think.
It's the real mystery.
Damn it. No.
We've got to go back.
I think it was that old man, to be honest.
Grant. I'm not Grant. Gourmand, investigation roll.
Okay. Crit right. That shit.
Whoa.
You think you could make a cure?
Think?
Yeah, if you had the right materials and you had a little bit of magic.
I do have a little bit of magic left. I'm willing to spend that magic to make a cure.
Okay. So do you kind of look around and gather up some the stuff you need?
Yeah.
Okay. That's easy enough. There's a bizarre alchemist cabinet with various
like a mortal and pestle and like a, some other shit. Yep.
Maybe grab a leather bag and start throwing stuff into it. And Gags, you're not sure what he's doing, but he's gathering such stuff, something up.
Okay. I watch with bated breath.
I mean, it's just like cooking, right? Oh, how good.
Seems like it.
Yeah. Like it. Follow the recipe to the letter. Shouldn't be too hard.
I take the book.
Yep. I take the book. I take the cooking utensils. I take the ingredients.
It'll take you the better part of the afternoon.
Okay, to build it. Yep.
Maybe we should take that stuff with us.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking it with me.
Okay, so we're not going to stay in the house and wait. No. He's got to come back and we're like, oh, I'm just using the kitchen.
Nope.
Okay.
Is there anything while I've also got this investigation, is there anything else that sticks out to me?
Is there anything else I could steal?
Like,
I have a nat 20.
Specifically, this guy is, he's making this stuff to change, like he's experimenting, right?
Yeah.
I want to destroy his research.
Okay.
Oh, that's just rude.
Well, there's a lot of books about lycanthropy. There's a lot of books about polymorphing. There's a lot of books about most of the stuff that he's written. Like this book you're taking with you has all of his it's all of his original stuff about frogs, toads, okay, other amphibians, newts, legless lizards, salamanders.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, I just I guess I just take what I take and we leave. And, yeah.
Okay. Grant, you just go about the cemetery?
Yeah, I'd like to pretty much check any spots where people might lay in wait. And
so if I remember correctly, last time we found a roof that we could stash weapons on top of?
Yeah, stash weapons on top of it? Or
no.
Can I spend a little bit of time basically setting up a few in a couple of like choice places, basically setting up a few, if you sit in there you get hit by a trap or something type of thing.
Like what?
Maybe like, I don't want to do anything that will take too long, but maybe like a few tripwires that will fire a little poison dart or something. I'll use my random belt of poisons, which I don't know what any of them are.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You do realize that people use this cemetery.
Welcome.
All right, fair enough.
There's no one here to stop me. I could do what.
Yeah, that's true. It was like, fuck, we're not there. He's gonna do so much.
I get the feeling like Drimbor's just had a shower and he's like lying in bed. He sits up and he's like, I have a horrible feeling.
Grant's unsupervised.
You guys all finish your tasks and reconvene in the shop?
Yep.
Yep.
I go straight to work to like really making well. This.
Oh, you making food?
No, I'm making a cure for our friend.
Oh. Wait, is that easy?
Well, which as it friend? Turns out, alchemy is exactly like cooking, so it's actually not
so
that.
So we just went on a 10-day journey across the wilderness through the cold and snow for
see
the dragon. That's why we went there, remember the dragon?
Yes. I would have liked to think that people have a little bit of goodness in them, but as it turns out, everyone's a giant asshole, so.
I have a bad feeling about this, but might as well try.
I mean, have you felt good at all in like last month or so?
No.
The frog on your shoulder says, I don't like the look at this.
Shit, do I have a pet now?
Does anyone else see this frog?
Oh, what? So he gets a frog? Where's my bloody squirrel, Graham?
Chipmunk. It was a chipmunk.
Whatever.
I mean, you didn't look behind you, dude.
The toad says, this doesn't look good, buddy.
Why doesn't it look good?
Did you just say something?
What? No, I didn't say anything.
Okay. I thought I heard someone talking.
Guys, can I get a bit of peace and quiet in here? I'm trying to cook a potion of healing.
Right. Hey, Grant, do you know how to cure a hide? We'll find out. Come on, let's
figure it out. Okay. So we're going off to cure our... Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm in for this.
Where is going off?
Gormung, you're going to attempt to do your best to recreate this alchemical, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
I want you to make 3 Arcana rolls.
Can I get the assistance from Grant? Gags.
Can I give him Bardic Inspiration?
Yeah.
Please don't kill me.
Ribbit, says the frog on your shoulder.
Is there actually a frog there? Or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's frog voice.
So Bardic Inspiration does what? +4?
1d6. To add to any roll.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to keep that. I will use a d6 on that one. Okay, not much better. Bardic Inspiration again?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Doesn't work that way.
Oh my god.
It's about middle ground. I mean, I only have a +2 on this thing, so...
You make kind of a foggy, green, pond scum-looking, smelling glass of goop.
Well...
And you're like, yep, this looks right.
I mean, if you think about it, it's where frogs come from, so it only makes sense, right? It's up to you whether you want to drink it or not, my friend.
Well, I'd hate for it to go to waste. You put so much time and effort into it.
Well, as it turns out, that other man probably could have done it in the afternoon, but...
Did the DM just say don't do it?
No, the frog said don't do it.
Oh. How about this? How about I do an arcana check to see if I can figure out what it's going to do to me?
Okay.
That doesn't sound like gags. Just drink it.
You're immortal.
I drink the potion.
All right. I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Yay!
It's happening.
Here we go.
Due to my history with constitution saving rolls, I've made this. I'm going to keep track of how many of these sons of bitches I fail.
For everyone,
I'm
gonna listen,
wear it like a badge of honor.
For everyone who's listening to the podcast, Brian just pulled out a whiteboard that he's tied around his neck that says constitution saving throws failures. So we're gonna keep track of them here.
All right, here we go. Watch this be the first one I ever fucking pass.
Do it, just do it.
13.
So you drink this disgusting potion, okay?
Okay.
I put a little basil in it for flavor.
Well, see, it's that you not knowing the DC, it doesn't really, you know, nothing bad happens to you immediately. Okay.
Oh, I mean, when you put it like that,
but nothing good happens either, right?
The frog on your shoulder, Ribbit. You don't understand what he said.
Frog, bro, am I okay?
Ribbit.
All right.
Hops off. Hops away out the door.
It is. Slowly but surely, Brian removes the failure state from around his neck.
The toad turns around and gives you a sullen look as it leaves.
The Hulk music starts playing, yep.
I was there too.
Yep.
great, what happens next? You guys go to bed, you wake up, new fresh day, a lot of stuff to do.
Don't we have to go to the... is it this night after?
Yeah, remember you were one day early.
Okay. Yes. Maybe I should have set up the traps quite so early then.
You go to the graveyard and there's a bunch of dead people.
Yeah. I want to go back and check on the graveyard, please.
All these sprung traps.
There's a leg there for some reason.
I wake up in the morning, I'm like, shit. I left the traps out there.
I like the idea that, you know, we start the idea of, like, Grant waking up in the morning. We get him, like, slowly putting on clothes, brushing his teeth, eating breakfast, having a sip of coffee. And then he looks over at, like, a blowgun that I have on the wall as a display. And he takes another sip of coffee. And he looks over at, like, a bunch of, like, hunting traps on the wall as well. Takes a sip of coffee. Puts a bit of egg in his mouth. So... And then we just cut to him just like spinning over to the graveyard.
What was that all about?
I'm not sure.
His eyes go wide, he takes an enormous sip of coffee and then spits it all out.
Oh, that's a waste of coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what happens next?
So guys, Sheriff Hagar told me that we have, there was a couple of people skulking about the establishment. Well, we were gone.
Let me guess. It was an attractive lady.
And then also a rather thin man, it appeared to be.
Oh, that's a new one.
Can I now have permission to set traps up all over this house, please?
No.
But we need security.
That's why we have the weapons for.
Give me some form of alchemical explosives and I can wire this entire place to blow up.
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
But it'll stop it falling into the hands of the wrong people.
It's a building. It's not even ours. It's Sheriff Hargar's.
Well, it doesn't matter if it blows up, does it?
It does, yes.
We need to be safe. Like, people come through our windows all the time. Every time we camp, we get ambushed.
Lock the windows.
Security is absolutely terrible.
Every night from now on, I will set an alarm. Are you happy?
No! Can I set a couple of traps?
No, you cannot. I have a magical ritual that I'll perform every night to make sure that no one comes in this house.
Fine. I won't set any traps.
Thank you.
I don't believe you.
Because I don't want to have to deal with a dead Grant on my hands when he wakes up in the morning and forgets about them.
It's true.
I'm not going to set any traps.
Alright. I think he's learned his lesson.
What do I do to roll against deception?
Insight, I believe, right?
Really?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty sure it's insight.
I roll at a +7, so let's see how we go.
I rolled at a -2 for that as well.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes! Graham, I would like to set up some traps in the house, please.
Do you need to make a whiteboard for next week?
Normag, I gotta go do something.
I'd believe that. You're a very busy individual. You got women to get stabbed by.
Your meeting is in like 5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, we go to the meeting.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do it while they're gone.
You're not going to come to the meeting?
Huh?
You're not coming to the fucking meeting?
Okay, fine. I'll come to the meeting. I'll do it when they're asleep.
All right. Jesus.
You go to the meeting. How do you get set up?
So who's she? She's here for gags, right?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll be over here by this tombstone.
No, not that tombstone.
Oh, what's wrong with this one?
Nothing's wrong with it. Just don't go near it. I'm gonna get up into the roof on the roof.
I'm gonna go with gags.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna bring any weapons with me.
So you guys are in a it's sort of a fenced-in area. It's relatively private on the other side of the hill. Mausoleum building that you're on. Various grave sites, tree. It's basically what you're looking at.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. As you guys kind of get there, you guys kind of arrive. Two people standing where the meeting place is, a beautiful, shapely woman and a rather lithe, roguish looking man.
Do I recognize the man?
I don't know. Make a check of some sort. Whatever sounds good to you.
How
it's the man from the forest without a beard.
No.
I mean, have a perception check?
Sure.
What about insight?
I'd rather do perception. And granted, yes.
Set up for me.
16.
I'm there better.
When you originally went to the council meeting, there were three guards in the main room where the line began. One of those guards is this man.
Interesting.
Okay.
Durimbor, you would say, if that were true, you would recognize him as well, but you don't.
No. Because, I'm like,
You've never seen him before.
Yeah, I guess.
You may have seen him in passing around town since you were kind of from here.
Yeah. But he wasn't anyone important to me, so it was kind of,
In the background.
So that kind of saying to myself, like, so these must be the two the sheriff was talking about.
They're waiting.
She is shapely.
Are you gonna beat off in the fucking graveyard? Like, what's happening?
I mean, is that the worst thing that's ever happened in a D&D game?
I can only get off in a graveyard. I need to be surrounded by the dead.
So that I can feel alive.
Grant, you're going to get on the mausoleum, I need to make a stealth roll.
Yeah.
Well, luckily...
Did that sound like a man falling off the top of a mausoleum?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, that's... Okay, my song is stealth, of course.
You have a plus 11, and you rolled a 13.
I rolled a 2. Thank you very much.
All right.
Stealthy. Stealthy.
Grant. Climbing up the, you know, you're different angle than they are, so you imagine they don't see him, but you guys see him go up, but then you see the man who's standing there glance slightly over in Grant's direction.
And I did the, hey, look at me, we're having a meeting here, you and I.
Well, you haven't started the meeting, you're still walking that direction, you're getting set up still.
Look over here!
But you see that the young man, the lithe, roguish fellow, looks in Grant's direction before turning his attention back to you. Grant, you obviously assume.
God damn it, Grant.
Can I maybe meow?
Just like stuck on the wall, you're like,
I'm a tree.
Do we have a signal for when we actually...
No.
No. You
clearly did not set one up beforehand, so...
We are bad at this. Can I put that
Look, man, I can magically make a weapon appear out of thin air. You can climb up a building without being spotted, but apparently you can't even do that. So,
I mean, as far as I know, I did, so.
So you guys make your approach?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, they clearly both see the three of you, or the two of you?
Two.
Just me and Gags. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys approach. They say the lady stops you, or kind of like holds her hands up, like 10 feet. So you're 10 feet apart from each other, and says, "The paintings."
In a safe place. Who might we be talking to? I only deal with people if I know their names.
Well, I've been very impressed with your whole enterprise you've got going on, Mr. Gormung. People call me Rose. This here is Throckmorton.
It's a pleasure
to meet you. I know Throckmorton, we go way back.
Really? So what
made
about...
Quite a scene. Made quite the scene that... At the day I was in the council chamber, I recall. I remember it well.
So I say, well then, do you remember this? And I cast dancing lights, and I illuminate them so Grant can get a better shot.
Does that hurt them in any way?
No. It's just dancing pretty lights.
I like the idea that I'm, like, squinting as well. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Enough waffling around. Where's the paintings?
In a safe space. I told you this.
Yes, well, let's get on with it.
That's the signal!
So I sort of look at them as like, well, what are we getting out of this? We hold it for you.
No. Did you need a lozenge?
What's a lozenge? He was recently recovering from a frog addiction. Don't worry about it.
Yes, well, that happens. My grandma had the same thing. Mm-hmm. I was under the impression that you were seeking some additional pull in the city with our benefactor. I believe that was the exchange. Your gnome agreed upon the exchange.
Yes, well, the gnome agrees to a lot of things. What I'm saying is the word of some lackeys isn't good enough for me.
I have, in fact, a letter here. A meeting, an appointment
with
the man, Hatch, himself.
So, with a person who formally denied us.
Yes.
And you want us...
You're making headway.
For paintings that are worth as much as they are, it's very little in compensation.
Well, I guess that's it.
I arrange my lights to, like, form an arrow over their head.
What is he doing?
It's not just an arrow. It is literally an arrow you shoot out of your bow.
Yeah.
Pointed at their heads.
Literally looks like an arrow.
Yeah.
I thought Gorman fixed his throat thing.
In any case, I suggest that you enjoy your final few moments with your gnome and your friend over there on the roof, Throckmorton. And then she snaps and they turn around and begin to walk away.
So I yell, well, they know you're there now.
Oh, right.
Yes.
I leap into action and what do I do? Okay, I guess I'm not stealthed, but I don't know that still kind of so.
Well, I'll tell you let me get into combat with them first so that you can get your bonus hit on then, yeah?
Yeah.
So Graham, I will bonus action, weapon. But we're not in combat yet, so I don't know how you want to do that.
Why don't we roll initiative if you want to?
Yeah, that I feel better doing that, so.
Rolling initiative to murder the people who didn't give us what we wanted.
Well, they're bad guys, so, you know. Perfect. I go first anyway, so.
At least it's not a one.
Yeah.
Amen, sister.
He'd get caught up in some rope somewhere, probably.
You slip on a tile, your foot goes through the roof.
Okay, that's fine. So you guys draw weapons and stuff, I imagine.
I mean, if you allow me to use my bonus action to attack, then yeah, sure.
Well, the thing is, you guys know you're in combat, so I'm gonna say they know you're in combat.
Oh no, it was pretty fucking obvious the moment Grant fell off a fucking roof that we were in combat.
I didn't fall off the roof.
I'm sorry. Stealthily climbed up a building.
I mean,
in that case,
no one's arguing for a surprise round here or anything like that.
Yeah, so. No, I'm just thinking about what they would do.
We really do need to sort out a signal.
I have an idea, guys.
Well, I just hope that everyone in our group was professional enough to not fail in their task. So. Yes.
Warman, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Sure. What are they going first? Do they roll higher in the initiative?
In your 17, yes.
Okay.
Oh,
how's a 20 do you?
Okay. And then, well, in that case,
Constitution.
Gormung, the lithe young man clearly tried to cast something on you.
Okay? Sure. Uh-huh.
And then she is going to double move away. Sprint, like 60 feet. Okay. Gormung, what do you want to do?
They were in 10 feet of me, yeah?
They were. I mean, yeah.
Could I have said that I had my pole arm out to stop her from moving?
No.
No? Okay. Well, in that case, I have my great axe out.
Yeah?
60 feet, huh? Yeah, so I just scream out, Grant! And then I go and I attack. I say, Grant, get her! Sorry. I mean, let me stipulate that, because I could see you arguing. I was like, I thought you wanted me to hit him! And keep stealing my kills. So I'm going to attack him with my great axe. 16?
Is just enough.
For 20 damage.
Yeah, you take a good chunk out of him.
Okay. 27.
Yeah.
So 40 damage.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I will action surge and do it again.
Okay.
Nice. 20. So I did 60 damage in total.
Yes, you did. Let's see. Who is next? Drimbor looks like.
Drimbor. Drimbor is going to, I'm gonna give chase. I'm gonna start trying to chase her down.
Okay, so 60 feet?
Yeah. And that's all I can do. I can't do anything else.
Grant.
I'm gonna shoot at the dude.
Fuck you. Seriously, I told you to shoot at the woman. What are you doing? I get
bonuses.
I got this, man. He can't go anywhere. It's fine.
Look. We can argue about this later, and I'm sure Gormung's going to complain. I'm going to shoot the guy.
We're here to get... whatever. You do you, man. You do you. And you didn't 14. Even hit. You didn't even fucking hit.
Rip.
And I will...
Oh, either way, the same attack where you wouldn't have hit her either.
I'll chuck Gags' weapons down to him, because he's unarmed.
Gags, what do you do?
In my best impersonation of a woman's voice, I yell, "Stop! Thieves! Help, guards!" And just make as much noise as I can and try to get the guards of the city to run after them.
To witness the murder?
No, to run after them so they can, like, tackle them and arrest them.
What? Well, I was hanging out in the graveyard doing thieves. Graveyard shift, some woman, you know. Is yelling.
I've set up traps everywhere here. We're going to have a whole load of dead or unconscious guards very, very soon. And so I was going to have to explain that.
So this, you guys chose this particular spot because it's secluded and, you know, it's on the extreme, like, south of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where the really old dead guys go, well, you know.
Yeah. Drimbor, the woman you're chasing, she moves another 60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's making her way now downhill towards the gate to the cemetery, and once she gets out there, she'll be in the thoroughfare. You know, theoretically.
So what you're saying is there's no guards coming.
She's now in open ground. Well, you yell, and you think you've done something, but it takes time.
Okay, that's fine.
It's been 6 seconds.
Oh, shit. Right. Gormung, the guy that you're talking to, he doesn't have any weapons, right?
But he tried to cast on me, so, you know.
Apparently, yeah. He throws his hands up and says, "Uncle, I surrender."
He called you uncle.
Gormung, what do you do?
Uncle.
Now, when he casted on me, or attempted to cast on me, was it verbal? What was it?
It was a mixture. Verbal, somatic. Not so sure.
All right, do I have... okay. Here's what I do then. I bound his hands and I tape and I gag him.
Okay.
Dingy.
Okay, done.
Yeah. And I bind his feet as well.
Really? Done. Hog tied.
Yeah.
The rim board.
Seeing that I'm not, that we're going the same speed, I will start singing my Elven hymn of battle, and I will grant myself an additional 10 speed.
Woo! Let's go.
Close the distance.
I'm starting to close the distance. Yeah.
Well, you were only 10 feet away from her to begin with, so.
That's true. So I'm well, you're I can't on top do of her. To her. I'm on top of her, but I can't do anything. I have no more actions.
But she can't. She'll have to disengage to move, so she won't be able to do her full sprint anymore. So,
you could chance opportunity attack.
Can oh wait, is it her go? Can I hobble her from here?
Grant's like, I shoot the man that's been hogtied because of bonuses.
I mean, I was tempted to shoot him in the head and try and get a kill, but
he's 120 feet away.
That's
a hell of a shot.
That's a disadvantage shot for you, I think. With a short
I load, will so. Take it.
Okay.
22?
18. It'd be 18, but yeah.
18 just hits.
20. Right. And I'm not trying to kill her, I'm trying to hobble her, basically.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see. Okay. They didn't seem to do much to her. She seems tough. Like she seems a tough nut to crack.
Yeah, you need the battle master moves if you actually want to hobble someone from range. So,
I mean, you know, like I don't want to hurt her. She's hot.
Yeah.
She could stab me, and I could like it.
Yeah. How far away is Rose?
120.
So they're both about 120.
No, isn't he like just?
He's right next to me.
Throckmorton is now hogtied, but yeah. Rose and Derimor are about 120.
Oh right, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, all right. So I'm gonna start chasing after Rose and Derimor.
Okay.
Oddly, his little legs make him move faster than us.
Yeah. I hear the pitter-patter of little feet.
Okay. Fair enough. Rose. Interesting. Durinbor, she is going to... She'll take the attack of opportunity.
Okay.
That will put her firmly at the edge of the cemetery.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I can forego opportunity attacks for a grapple attempt. Don't remember. I'll just hit it with a rapier because it's gonna take too long for me to look it up. I've missed horribly. I rolled a 1, so
wow.
No good.
Okay.
Can his rapier break, please?
No, but I'm thinking he stops singing for the time being, perhaps.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
That's okay. Gormung.
Yeah.
She is now 180 feet away from you.
She's I'm not. You can consider me taken out of the initiative, as far as I'm concerned.
She is at the gate of the cemetery, just keeping you apprised.
Yeah. So I'm basically... My intention right now is to make sure this motherfucker doesn't get away.
Okay.
And I'll let the rest of the speedier people of my party handle the rest. Because we got Gags here, who does an extra 5 feet of movement than anyone else.
That's why I started running after her.
Yeah.
The Rimboard.
You... did she do anything else, or did she just run?
She's run.
She just ran. Yeah. So, I missed. I swear, I'm like, fuck. And because I wasn't singing my Elvish anymore, my song falls off. I'll pick right back up where it is again because I have two. Okay. Then chase after her again.
Grant.
I'd like to detonate my claymores, please. I'm just joking, please.
I don't even hear what you said. Detonate your claymores?
Detonate my claymores.
Oh, I was like, wait, you don't use claymores. I mean, you use fucking rapiers.
All right, yeah, no, I meant more like the Vietnam.
Yeah, I know now. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? But no, yeah.
I'm guessing I can't make that shot.
You can move up. You can move up 30 feet and still do 120 feet, probably.
I thought it was she was 180 now from me.
Yeah, it's 180 move, take away 30.
So another 150, that'd be disadvantage, I guess, again. Yeah. Okay, I believe in myself. If I roll a 1, I'm going to shoot my friend.
Please don't do that.
13, I'm no guessing good. That's no. it.
I don't know.
And then I shout, I could do this all day!
The pair of old people who are also in the cemetery are kind of like watching with rapt attention.
They sit on a park bench and then like a tree opens up and a dart comes out and hits her in the chest.
I like the idea that like I'm taking shots at this one running away and the old lady's like, hard candy?
Thank you.
Like,
no.
So, oh, wait, no, that's
it will put a spring in your step.
See me, Frogman, in disguise.
So I'm about what 80 feet back now?
No, I'm 150 away.
He ran.
I continue to run towards her, screaming right. at. Huh?
You have 35.
Yeah, yeah. So he can do. He can do 70 feet in one turn.
Yeah, you're 110.
Okay. Boy. I continue running towards her, screaming at the top of my lungs, going, help, guards, thief! There she goes! And I keep running towards her.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if half the guards are in their paybacks.
That's what I was thinking. I mean...
But she said as much to Gags last time she talked to me.
this could get interesting. Whoops.
Guards, thieves, and they apprehend both everyone else. I'm just like,
when are these guys coming home? I cook stew for them. That's weird.
Okay, she is now in the main thoroughfare. She is going to run, so she's going to take the attack of opportunity again.
Yeah, I did look. I can make an athletics a grapple check as a attack of opportunity, which is not going to go well because I have a 10 strength. So this is straight nice. D20.
Opposed.
Oh yeah. Oh. I don't think
he destroys you with the dice.
Yeah. Okay. That's right.
So you grab for her. She yells. Somebody who is now watching this development. Somebody says, "Hey, that guy just tried to grab her."
Hey, isn't that the deputy of the sheriff?
Yeah. Yeah. He seems like a law-abiding citizen. I guess not anymore.
Says, maybe he's doing undercover police work or just police work in general.
Yeah, I'm just like, get back here, thief! And
he's going to attempt to dodge into the nearest alley when he makes stealth roll, okay? And you don't know what that is until you attempt to look for her.
Yeah, I will on my turn.
Or among you, a skip, nothing?
I pick the guy up and I start hauling him back to the adventurer's guild. Yeah, he's pretty light. Yeah.
Durinbor.
Grimbor, perception.
Oh, yeah. 26. Oh, yeah. You can follow her if you'd like to.
I would like to.
Okay. So, on a barrel, attempting to get on the roof. There she is.
She's, like, on top of the barrel, like, stealthing. And he's like, no, where is like, she?
It's more like in slow motion. It's like she's, like, 1 foot on the barrel. Like, this is all happening very quickly.
Yeah. You know those cartoons when they're like trying to find a dude and they pan over what is clearly the person?
Yeah.
And then they like snap back and it's a little like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, she's right here. Yeah. So I need to climb after her. So that's an athletics again, right?
Well, this is going to devolve into an urban chase.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's specific rules for that, but I've never looked up myself.
Got it right here. Exactly where they are. Sort of. Maybe not. Oh, here we go.
I've never used these rules, even in my own games.
All right.
So it's been okay. I have seven more rounds of my song of my increased speed.
So this is let's have, since this is the initiative order, let's have your move, and then we'll devolve into a chase. Okay, so you have a turn in combat.
Yeah, to try to pull her off of the barrel on the roof. Damn.
No.
I think even Vasilisha beats me.
Just kicks you in the face. And now we are chasing. Gags, are you chasing as well?
Yeah. I was, when it came to me, I was going to say, is there, like, can I
cut her off at the pass, like, or something like
yes,
that?
Yeah. That's, I'm like, kind of like go around to try to like flank or something.
Huh. Yeah, you can do your best. You don't even need to roll or anything. You can do your best, and we'll say you're going in that main direction. Grant,
I'm going to disarm the traps around the graveyard. they were clearly ineffectual.
All right. Good. So we're looking at Rose, Durimbor, and Gags. Okay? We're going to say that Durimbor and Gags are both chasing after her, and she is trying to make her way to relative... obtruseness. Mm-hmm. I need both of you guys to roll just d20 straight.
Can do. Yes! Rolled a one.
That's good, right?
Drimbor, you are running after her. She slides underneath something that you don't quite see, and you see two movers moving a comically oversized pane of glass across the alleyway.
Yeah. No. Can it be like a painting of the exact street that they're on? So yeah, she like disappears behind the painting.
How'd she go? She's just here.
Acrobatics check.
Damn it. Wait, me make an acrobatics check?
Yeah.
I'm good at these. 10.
The obstacle counts as 10 feet of difficult terrain, so your movement is... So she is now...
The exact speed you are.
Yeah. Gags, what did you get? 18?
Yes.
You have no complication. You as far as you know, you are gaining on her, okay?
You didn't have to slide. You just kept running, like Baby Groot running through.
That's
like
right, yeah.
I swear to God, you keep getting smaller and smaller every single time your height comes up. Like right now, you're like Baby Groot size, which is like this big.
I hide behind an electron.
Yeah. I'd like to ride an electron.
I'll be like, oh, look at that, it's Gags on my shoulder. Hey, Gags.
I form a covalent bond with Rose.
Yeah. Guys, another set of D20s.
Okay. Oh!
Fucking Gags is just like hanging onto a belt right now.
Can I do something well?
You are like weaving in and out of the legs. You are going super fast. You are making great progress.
Hey,
you're on board as well. Now that you guys have a free straight shot. You guys see her. You guys see where she ducks into a window as a stealth roll, and you make perception rolls. You get up to where she's supposed to be, and you look around.
14.
Ah, shit.
You don't see where she went. You're something higher than that. Gags.
17.
Boom. 17. You still don't see where she went.
What the fuck?
Damn it.
If you want to pick a direction, you can make one more set of d20 rolls to continue the chase as best you can.
How many options do they have?
All right, I'll go right.
Well, they just keep going in some direction that happens to be the way that she is. Remember, you don't find any obstacles. This is no fun.
I know these streets like the back of my hand.
You gotta actually roll that properly, Gags.
Yeah, whoops.
Roll one. That's what I love, roll 20. Like, you can almost feel the sass from it. It's like, you mistype it, roll one, it's like, here, one. Like,
yeah.
I gave you what you wanted, sir. It's like the fucking, withered monkey hand of wishes, you know? Like.
So let's see if you guys can pick up her trail again. So more perception checks. She has a new stealth roll that you have to beat.
Yeah!
Grimbor, there she is. Continue to chase.
What was she trying to hide behind?
No, you see her like dive over, like across the, you know, yeah. So you continue to chase. More D20s.
She runs through a clothesline, and her clothes changes as she runs through it. Right? Like...
12.
Durimbor, a beggar blocks your way. Make a athletics check to push him out of the way. Acrobatics to avoid him. Intimidation to move to slip past him.
Merchandile check to throw a gold coin at him. Ding.
Acrobatics. So you were able to dodge out of the way. You like do a roll. Gags. You find some change. You guys are gaining on her. Okay. She is along the rooftops. You are running along the street. There she is. Okay.
If only I weren't so curvy, I could have gotten away already.
Well, you know, be that as it may. She sees you that you are following her. She is very aware of her surroundings. She has a keen awareness of her surroundings. She's going to attempt to make another stealth check. Okay, I need you guys to make more d20s. One more round.
8, 7.
Gags, the same beggar is now. He's running out the way.
Okay. Okay. What do I do?
You can make acrobatics, athletics, or intimidation to avoid the beggar.
Power slide underneath his legs.
Oh, he's chasing intimidation. Get out of my face, you lousy bum!
All right. Oh no, Durimbor, up ahead. There's a street brawl in progress.
Oh jeez.
There's two men carrying a sheet of plate glass across the street.
No, oh, you're fighting over it.
You make the same three choices, Durimbor. Athletics, acrobatics, or intimidation.
I can't roll two three times in a row, right? No.
Yay.
Right, so you are fine. You now since you guys have both been unimpeded, perception rolls. She is now stealth, and she stealth very well.
Yes!
The only way you would have seen her, she also rolled natural 20 on stealth.
Oh,
yes.
So you can continue the chase. D20s again.
Not letting it get away. I'm running out of song. I only have 4 more rounds of song.
All right.
19.
9.
Gags. Here we go. Your guard has finally caught up to you. You are grabbed by the scruff of the neck.
Oh.
Okay.
So let's say you're tackled. Let's make acrobatics or athletics your choice.
I'll do acrobatics.
Okay.
Be wily.
5.
Not very wily.
Rimbor, you are aware. Gags is right there next to you. He gets slide tackled like a baseball slide by a guard, and you keep running. There she is. You have her number, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I have her number, so I can call her up now.
Yeah, no,
Keep going, Durimbor!
Yeah, Gags is out of the chase. You are adjacent to her. What do you want to do?
Yeah, grab her. I fail at these every time, but...
Come on. Ooh!
Wow.
Gags, you see Durimbor? There he is.
Uh-huh.
He's reaching out to, like, tackle her.
Fall short.
Jumps over to... building, Durimbor slides along his face along the roof of the building and then falls into the alleyway.
Fuck. I look at the guard and say, that's going to leave a mark!
Durimbor, 12 points of falling damage.
That feels good.
And just quick swipe to me and Goldmong. I'm like, I'm sure they're fine.
No, I'm carting this guy back over my shoulder.
Yeah,
and you're
I'm walking with you.
Oh, you collected all your traps?
Yeah, well, there weren't that many apparently. Yeah.
You made one. You made one trap. You're like one down, and you're just like, eh, fuck it.
Oh my god. If they ask me if I put down traps, I can say yes.
All right, Gags, the guard thought you were somebody else. He let you go.
That's what I thought, and I, like, brushed myself.
Yeah, we have reports of a frog breaking and entering into a...
This frog, do you know this frog?
it's a little frog that was on his shoulder. You know this frog.
This toad belong to you.
Yes! And I put it on my shoulder.
The picture?
Bump, yes. Bump, bump.
All right, Gags, I lost her.
It's okay.
I'm
we'll
dying.
Get her back. She's gonna come back. She's gonna be pissed.
I just sprinted through the town for like 2 minutes.
And you look great doing it.
No, I didn't. My ass.
I slap him on the ass and say, good game.
Oh, that hurts. Oh, don't do that. Don't touch my ass anytime. Let's go home.
Sounds good. As I like reach my hand up to like all hands.
See if we can find any hints, but yeah, we're just gonna head back to the adventurer's house because we have one person.
Yeah,
from where you were chasing her, you can see up the hill a little ways. You can see the council estate and the the secret police headquarters and all that kind of stuff. So you're getting that direction.
Okay.
Yeah, she was fast for how curvy she was.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's been, like, hopping my window and sneaking up on me. I'm surprised we chased her as far as we could.
Step back. What? You never told me any of this stuff.
How do you think I knew her? I mean, I was gonna tell you,
And I sort of like trail off in my voice as I turn around and start to walk away.
Yeah. I don't forget I know where you live.
Yes, you do.
And apparently you don't lock your windows at night for some reason.
No, I do.
Right. I guess we'll just head back.
Yeah.
So we all meet up back at the... I assume we get there first, so
yeah.
when you guys come in, I'm going to be like, so where is she?
Gone. She's fast.
Well, she got away. A guard grabbed me and I couldn't break free.
All right, so into hiding?
What? Maybe for you. I didn't do anything wrong.
No.
You were with us and you engaged
no.
him.
And unless you want to give up on the adventurer's life, no, we're
not. No. I mean for the interim, like so she's okay. So what we've just basically done is we've ambushed the lackeys of one of the more powerful men in the city. His first response is going to be retaliation. Hence, we should not be in the place where he would come to look for us.
We've Except done nothing. Maybe, so here's what you need. Here's what you need to know, Grant. We've done nothing wrong outside of the law.
I don't believe that.
If
you did shoot an unarmed civilian, so if anyone,
so also prison. Graham, it's worth pointing out that the guy that I have, he's going to be like not able to hear us at this point. Like I would have him tied up somewhere.
Knock him out.
In the pantry.
I tied up his ears with rope.
So I was like, keep your voices down. We've got a guest, remember? So
couldn't we use him as leverage?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. The guards knew, and the secret police knew what we were doing. They knew all along what we were doing. So we're not in the wrong here, and we have every affirmative right to do what we did. We didn't kill anyone, and we took them hostage.
I'm not sure that matters. This seems like politics and not law. Therefore, my suggestion is we go, actually, no, I go, secret police, organize a hideout, organize like somewhere to lay low for a little bit. We figure out our next move. They can retaliate here, and then the explosives, and then when they come and search the house, they won't find us here.
Wait, go back a step. What was that, the thing about explosives?
No, nothing.
You're not planning to burn down the sheriff's storage shed, are you?
I'm not planning to burn it down, no.
You chose a very specific choice of words there.
So did you. What are you talking about? What is this, an interrogation? Come on, let's go.
I do not mind putting myself in front of whatever's coming. Because, honestly speaking, we've done nothing wrong. We've handed over the portraits to whom they need to go to. And if the underbelly of this town has a fucking problem with it, they can come at me, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's who is going to be coming at me.
Speaking as someone who's often been part of the underbelly, I would like to not be here when they come at us. It sounds like a much simpler plan.
Are you going to then leave your companions, Grant? Because you can if you want.
Of course not. I'm trying to put forth plans that aren't fucking stupid.
Well, I mean, you should have.
Reckless and dangerous. You should have
thought about that before you decided to, you know, say that you were going to hand over the paintings to someone that we didn't have when the forgeries were being made.
I didn't say that.
I don't know what to tell you.
Gags tries to sneak out of the room without being noticed.
Gags, if you hear this, I will pin
your feet. Yeah, Grant, why would you do that?
Gags, I will pin your feet to the ground. You stay right there. This is an important conversation.
So.
Okay. So, look. Most of the time, I am willing to go forward, albeit with a little bit of grumbling, with your let's stand here and let things hit us. However, can I suggest that what we actually do is you guys all go off to meet Mr. Nice, obvious secret policeman. I will stay here somewhere in the shadows and see who visits. Maybe tail them, figure out who our enemies are, and then we can strike them when we feel a bit more comfortable.
No offense, but you couldn't even climb a building in their sight.
I think that sounds like a good plan.
We do need to take the prisoner to the sheriff anyway.
I agree. And in fact, we should take him there now before things get too hot.
All right. This is exactly what I was suggesting. Instead of staying here and waiting to
Have a very funny way of suggesting that when you other things. Like blowing up this building, for example.
Yeah. I said nothing about blowing up the building. I didn't say explosions. I very definitely did not say explosions, and I can say that 100% truthfully.
Now I know you're lying.
I am legitimately not lying.
You said explosion, and then you took it back.
I didn't say explosion. I didn't say explosion.
I got my eye on you. You know you're going to have to pay for this place if you blow it up. Or if it's damaged, or burnt down.
I'm not going to put it down. Over. I'm not going to knock it over. It's fine.
Whatever you do to this building, you're going to have to pay for.
I mean, okay, look. If they come in and ransack the place, that's not my fault. But, look, okay.
Isn't that why you're staying here?
Why are they down? Yeah, that's why I'm staying here. I'll look after it. It's fine. You guys go. Go. Leave it to me. I know what I'm doing.
You guys heard him. You guys are my witnesses.
Graham,
I only have one ear. I couldn't quite. What's that? Okay, let's go to the sheriff.
So after they leave, I would like to wire this entire place up with traps, please. Some explosive, some fire, poison, like anything I can think of. This entire place. Sorry?
I'm alone.
Yeah,
more. You know what I do before I leave, Graham?
Dancing cardboard cutouts.
I set it up so that I'm told in my mind when someone leaves or enters the space of the house with my ritual alarm.
So I'm gonna set up the traps everywhere, and then I'll leave and I'll take a position. Like let me know if they're, you know, I get interrupted or anything like that. Well, I'd like to put a crap ton of traps in there in case anyone breaks in, and then I'd like to take a position overlooking it in the shadows somewhere, which I assume I'd need to make a stealth roll for.
So you're gonna hide in the shadows.
Yes, please. 22.
Okay.
And over to you guys.
Well, thanks for blowing up all of our hard work.
And I haven't blown it up.
And what about the 11,000 gold pieces that are in there? Are you gonna blow that shit up too?
I haven't blown it. I'm just, all I'm doing is I'm trapping the place. Like, because someone's gonna blow try and up break
when
in.
Someone
no,
comes
not
in.
Not to blow up. It's to kill people when they try and break into our house, or to maim them, or hurt them, or.
You said to burn it down not a few seconds ago.
No, I said there were some fire traps. I don't have that much poison, and I don't know what my poisons do.
You are the worst rogue ever. Graham, we take the prisoner to secret police.
And then we take her to the sheriff.
Sheriff, yeah.
No, secret police.
Secret police.
Take to the secret
police. That's what I suggested anyway. But you guys, I'm not with you. Sorry.
What's he gonna do at the? What are we gonna do with him at the secret police headquarters?
Well, he works directly for Iron Wolf and the King, so I would trust him more than anyone in this town.
More than the sheriff?
I don't know the sheriff.
I know the sheriff. I've known him for years. There's no way Hatch got to the sheriff.
Are you sure about that?
100%. Trust him wholeheartedly.
Oh, why don't we put him in a middle place and have them both meet there?
But this guy has nothing to do with the king or the secret police at all. This is in town.
Fine. We take him to the sheriff's office. Gags, I need you to go get the secret police.
Okay.
Tell him to come to the sheriff's office because we have a prisoner for him to interrogate.
Shouldn't Gag stay with me and the sheriff where he's in public, a little safer than him going off on his own?
Okay, why don't you go to the secret police, because I'm not letting this man out of my sight.
I mean, what's he gonna do?
Well, I don't. He's a magician. I've seen him cast magic.
I can go get Khan, it's fine.
It's your life you're risking, they're after you.
Yeah, I'm good.
Alright, he said so.
He can never die.
I'm immortal!
Did you not see him when he fell off the mountain?
Yeah, I am!
Because of some strange magic.
I mean, if that's not immortality, I don't know what isn't.
All right. Well, if in the worst case scenario, it's been annoying knowing you, Gags.
I blow Durimbor a kiss and start skipping down the street.
Hey. Why does he do that?
He likes to make an exit.
And an entrance!
You hear as drifting on the wind as I go away.
Time. Gags, you make your way to the rich district, you know, yada, 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 you use your edge and all that. Patty, Selma. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck.
At least it is in Constitution.
I'd rather do Constitution.
God.
Oh, no, wait, no, I'm good with a dexterity.
Yeah, it's about the same, man. Come on. The one thing you're
training in that.
14. I mean, when you say good, it's all right.
Mate, you can roll a 1 on a plus 11.
You know, bouncing along, singing, whatever.
Bebopping.
Yeah, there you go.
Scatting, yeah.
Are you? Well, I guess not. So you make your way to the secret police headquarters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But not before you step in a big old pile of horse crap.
Oh God! I just cleaned these shoes.
So you are, you know, wiping those off and all that.
I grab a stick and like slurp it off of the bottom of my feet.
Great. Okay, there's the police headquarters.
Mm-hmm. I tap on the door. No answer?
Guess not.
I tap again. No. But harder this time. Is the door unlocked?
No, it is firmly locked and barred.
Can I look in the window and see if there's any activity? Like, what do... Can I look in the window and see if there's anything even in there?
Fortunately, this place has no windows.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Can I get underground? Please.
Let me, hold on, let me see here. Damn. I have secret handshake written on my character sheet. I don't know what that's from. I think what I should do is head back towards the sheriff.
Okay.
And I'm going to report that Khan is missing.
Okay.
I think that secret handshake was from those extra planar guys, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's right. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
You should have done the secret handshake with those guys up on the mountain.
Our guys.
They were busy trying to kill me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'm gonna head back towards the sheriff's and report that I cannot find Khan.
Are you still bebopping?
Oh yeah, just bop, 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 ba-do, ba-do.
Okay, Durimbor?
I'm just resting in the sheriff's office.
Okay.
And I did more exercise than I'm used to.
The sheriff seems anxious about a note which he's just received, a missive from the Capitol. He tells you about this. Capital. Apparently, one of the Iron Wolf's premier generals is arriving to treat with the council and Mr. Khan. And this is his name is, funnily enough, Commander Major. Major happens to be his first name.
Mm-hmm.
So he is military commander major. And he's just kind of experienced some kind of anxiety, because, you know, in a roundabout sort of way, the sheriff is in some way under his, you know, jurisdiction, control sort of thing. The army and the police, they're kind of like, there's a confluence there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gax comes back. There he is.
Guys!
What is it? Oh, you're not dead.
No, I'm good. I'm immortal. So anyway, try to find Khan.
Where
is he? And there's nothing there. I knocked.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even hear the... You know, we left that
quiet, Gags. We have a guest, remember?
The sheriff looks over his eyeglasses.
Do you know where Mr. Khan would be, Sheriff Hagar?
I'm happy not to know.
So, I feel sorry for you, Sheriff. We're gonna have two royal
I'm aware.
In our town.
I wish I knew what all this was about.
I don't know. Things get more complicated. And what was it? Not even 2 months ago, we were just sitting here, you know, having to settle the dispute between Mrs. South and Mrs. North about which flowers they planted in their garden.
You know what? It all had to do when this lot came to town.
Yeah.
What lot?
Well, you and, The smelly human.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but the world is actually getting more and more dangerous. There's more and more dungeons open up, so it has nothing to do with us showing up. These are just the wind of the times.
Hmm.
Not everything can stay stagnant, and Not everyone can talk about flowers for the rest of their lives. Now, what are we going to do about our guests here?
Well, you wanted to wait for...
Yes. I also do not wish to put him in the cells because I... As you can see, he is a member of your staff.
Is he?
Ooh.
I think I've seen him around town, but it's hard to tell with the, you know, the gag and the blindfold and the cuffs.
So Dave, when I explained that to Gags, while that was true when Gags was in that room, this man is not of the guard's employ. He was in.
You're also right. I wouldn't also know that too. It's not like Gags would have told me. So.
Well, I'll say, Sheriff, do you recognize this man?
No, never seen him before.
I mean, he must be of some type of importance. I mean, I've seen him in the council chamber.
What?
Really? Haven't?
Hmm?
No, I'm pretty good at recognizing everyone in there.
Wait, is that not where I saw him, Graham, in the council chamber?
I'm telling you, that is where you saw him.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
He was there. I'm telling you.
You remember, there's a little shiny gnome who I hadn't seen before, and he was making a lot of ruckus.
I know I'm very fabulous and distracting. I get that. But I'm telling you, this man was in the council chamber.
I know most of the guards.
Do you have a back room here, Sheriff, that I can use to ask this man some questions?
We're in it. You're in his office, so you're in the back room.
I mean, I don't want to do it in your office.
The perfect place to do it.
What, interrogate a man?
Is your establishment in the basement?
That place has been compromised multiple times by his associate, so no.
Cut back to Grant.
Yes, bud! Bud!
Yes, well, take your dirty business elsewhere.
This actually is a matter of the guard. You do realize that, Sheriff.
Well, this isn't really how we do things. If you want, I'll take him and put him in a cell.
Yes, and then all the other corrupt cops will come in and let him loose, I suppose.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry that it doesn't meet your standards. You don't work here.
I have a badge.
You work for me, and so you'll do what I say.
Isn't that the definition of working here?
You're no guard.
Yes, which means that I don't fall into the same problems that the guards do.
Hand the man over to me right now. I'm a bit tired of your tone, boy.
Boy.
Yeah, well, what are you? You're like, what, 22 something? You were just born.
He gets up.
I also get up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He walks over to the man and puts his hand on his collar.
Can you help with that, Sheriff?
Yes, throw this one in his cell. All
right.
He looks at Gormung. Care to join him?
In the cell? You know what? I'll sit outside the cell. Because I can guarantee that someone's going to come for the man.
Can't hurt to have an extra watch on this guy.
Him and Gormung are having a silent stare down.
Right, I'll excuse myself out with our guest.
So you'll put him in cell.
Like,
Gags just kind of looks up both of them like, what'd you guys have for dinner? do you like ham? I'm just gonna go now.
And like slowly backs out of the room.
Yeah.
Which must be like extra intimidating because of how short you are and how tall these two are.
He sits back at his desk.
I'll stand there for a bit and I'll watch him work. And, you know, I don't envy you at all.
someone who apparently has as much power as you do in this city lets as much crime go on as you do, you must struggle to sleep at night.
So at this point, I come back into the office and you're just like,
yeah, just look at him waiting for a response.
Is this a bad time? Just put the key on his desk. He's in block three. I'm gonna wait outside.
Says Durinbor, wait. Take this one, put him in the cell next door.
You touch me, yes! I take your hands, Durinbor.
I need my hands. If you just walk in there for me, that'd be great.
I'm not going anywhere. I haven't done anything wrong.
We better by the law.
I mean, you could just go in there and make sure no one comes to take him. Maybe you could act like another prisoner, get to interrogate him some.
There's a bed in questions. There.
There's a bed. Grant won't be there. There's a positive.
Sheriff Hagar will stand up, grab his coat hanging on the coat rack. He pulls the coat off, puts his coat on. You see that there is a great sword leaning up behind it, which he does it in such a way so that he knows that you see it.
So like he kind of puts his coat on like this, he's like,
and then he'll put his hand on his sword and act like he's going to put it on.
Alright, looks like the sheriff's headed home for the night. Yeah, sure.
Today, please.
Oh, right. Come on, Gorman. We just make this quick. We'll have you on in the morning.
I'm not going to prison because I... What? Talked back to a sheriff?
Because I said so!
Really making this awkward for me, Gorman. We could just get this over with real quick. You just come with me into the cell right now.
It's like, oh, it looks like the sheriff's gonna have to do it himself if he wants to take me there.
Or you could just make this easy and come into the cell.
The sheriff will walk around behind you guys to the door, which leads to the, like the main office area, where there's the main area, sheriff's office, which is attached to the jail cell, like a big square.
Mm-hmm.
So he will go and walk, act like he's going to leave. He has bolted his sword to his back in a baldric. It's a great sword. He will open the door. He will put two fingers in his mouth and he will whistle. Durinbor, you know that's not probably not good.
Yeah. Yeah, we should just hurry up and get this over with, Gorman.
I kind of want to stick to my guns here because I haven't done anything wrong.
Guards begin to arrive.
I can assure you that the prison food is not that bad.
The sheriff will say this man is resisting arrest. Relieve him from his weapons, his armor, his belongings. Put him in a cell. Let him stew.
There is no arrest here. What have I done, sheriff?
The guards, ignoring you, will begin to file in 1, 2, 3, 4, all in chainmail, all with long swords, 6.
Hey, might as well just comply, woman.
And they will all simultaneously grab you.
So what would I need to do to do I thunder wave?
I can understand you not wanting to go to jail because that pretty much makes Grant right.
What?
Like, I understand Gormung not wanting to go to jail.
How does that make you right?
No, it doesn't make... It makes Grant right, maybe.
How does that make Grant right?
I mean, because he was like, let's batten down and fucking, you know, keep our heads down for a while.
Yeah, you wanted this guy to make you a fucking safe house.
No, I wanted to go to the other dude, the,
He wanted to go to Khan.
The missing guy.
I wanted to go to Khan as well.
I never trusted the sheriff.
I never trusted him either. Yeah. The only reason I went is because of...
I was one out Jerimble. Of three. You guys could have voted me.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
What's gonna be?
Well, you've put me in a situation where if I attack them, I'm basically a fugitive and that's the end of this character.
Let's get one thing straight. I did no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
He put himself in this character. This situation.
So I look around the room.
Yes.
And I see all these guards, and I'm just like...
The sheriff watches by the door, smug and sure of himself, as a very old, very wise, and very experienced dragonborn sheriff would be. Confident in his righteousness.
Well, at least they'll have a front-way seat when they come for the man that I put away today.
So they march you back to the back.
Sure.
Okay. They relieve you of your weapons, armor, belongings.
Sure.
They put you in a cell.
Yep.
Good.
So I'll sit there and putting the key up. Have the other guards left now that he's in the cell?
They will, but you kind of see that two of them will stay in the sheriff's office.
Yeah. Like, you know, Gormung, if you would have just complied in the first place, he never said how long you had to be in here. I could have had you out of there in like an hour.
It's not that. It's a matter of fact than anything else. I've done nothing wrong and you know that.
I do know that.
Then why would you let this old man do whatever he wants with the law?
Because he is the law. He's the law of this town. If we're going to figure out what Hatch is up to, we need him on our side.
Yes, well, he doesn't seem that way. In fact, I'm pretty sure right now that he's going to help in the escape of this man. So I'll tell you what.
That's why I'm going to spend the night here.
How long do I have to spend with something, Graham, before I become attuned to it?
Long rest. I think it's a long rest.
Or it's short rest, something. I don't know. A rest.
1 hour. 1 hour ritual.
It's a ritual?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes it a little harder because I was going to see if I can attune myself to the key. In case something happens, I can, you know, get myself out.
If something happens, I can get you out. But that's an if. I don't think anything's going to happen. Not here at the guardhouse.
Durinbor, you feel like you've been put in some sort of Freudian test, or like a Jungian test subject, where you have a key, you have a loyalty to the sheriff, and you have a loyalty to Gormung.
Yeah. And so it's like, either way, I lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have the key and I'll put a bit of string and just put it on my chest. I'm like, all right, this thing's not going to go anywhere. First sign that something happens, you're 100% right. I'll get you out of there. You can do that dingy, the twinkle hands, get your weapons back. We'll stop the escape. If anything, I don't think anything's going to happen. We'll be fine. But, so, I'll see you first thing in the morning.
Yeah, where did you go?
I was slowly backing out. I'm in, like, the lobby area, I guess.
He's in the shadow.
Yeah.
I step out of the shadows.
He becomes the smallest he's ever become. He becomes my shoelaces, Graham.
I fit into the lock of his cell.
Just don't go home.
Dave, I feel like you play Schrodinger's character. You're either in prison or out of prison until we start playing the game.
Pretty much. I am both inside the prison and dead, and outside the prison and alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Grant, are you just waiting?
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm hanging out on a nearby rooftop and watching like a hawk.
Okay.
You're watching a hawk, just like, he's like, I'm watching it. I think it's a hawk.
Durimbor, you stay in the block area?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that there's been plenty of times when guards have watched the cells. Now that we have two prisoners for the night, it's not that strange.
You're in the lobby, kind of thinking, maybe you're sitting in a chair, you know, thinking to yourself, humming a tune, I don't know.
You hear of darkness, my old friend.
Yeah, you're just like waiting for something to happen, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not really paying much attention. You hear a voice say, I'm looking for a gnome named Gags.
Oh, well, that's me.
You look over to the front door and you see a gnome, dark skinned, red eyes, the very same gnome who emerged from the negative energy plane when you ate a piece of the wild stone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's evil Gags.
Yeah.
Casual.
So the scene is just like, I'm looking for a gnome named Gags. Like, that's me. And then it just like pans to the door. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah,
his kid's got to keep going down.
That's me too.
Like, yeah, we do that thing like in 24 or whatever, where it's like we see Grant and then we see Gormung and then we see Durimbor and we see Gags. And then a little epilogue scene and then cut to black.
All right, cool. All right, guys. So that pretty much sums up the episode. Let's do some shout-outs then. Let's start off with Mr. Sheepdude Gaming, a.k.a. The Homewrecker. What's up, sir? How you doing?
Excuse me. I can't be called The Homewrecker until the home is actually, in fact, wrecked. The home is fine right now.
Just wired to explode at the drop of a pin.
Well, I mean, I'm not so stubborn that I get myself thrown in jail, so...
I can't throw you in jail. You attacked the unarmed civilian.
That is why I'm hiding currently. hi guys, I'm Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. You can find me if you search for me. I had a great time tonight. It was really, really fun. Really enjoyable episode. And yeah, I love you guys.
All right, Floofy, let's hear from you, brother.
Hey everyone on twitch.tv/FloofKnight. I enjoyed the session as well, even if it got a little awkward for my character at the end there. So you can catch me tomorrow. I'm going to start building this guy again, the Gundam Barbados. That's going to be that. We're going to start that at 3:00 Pacific Standard Time. That's me. Yay.
Brian.
Hey, I am streaming Persona 5 on Twitch still. I haven't reached the cutoff date yet. I haven't decided if I'm going to keep going past it or not. That's all archived on my YouTube channel, which I'll link in the chat. Also on my YouTube channel, I'm doing a playthrough of Cosmic Star Heroine, which is an awesome role-playing game.
Yeah, I saw some of that today, actually.
Yeah, it's really, really fun. And I'm also going to be starting tomorrow a playthrough on my YouTube channel of Night in the Woods, which I'm pretty excited about.
Sweet. Nice. And last but not least, we have the birthday boy himself, RGM, Mr. Graham Complete. What up, sir?
So, Graham Complete on YouTube, new videos every weekday, short ones, D&D topics, you know, game mastering, playing, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Always be making YouTube, New videos every Saturday. Tomorrow is going to be the State of the Gram address.
State of the Gram.
The weekend after that, I'm going to start doing a food science program. Kind of like this one's going to be about milk, what it is, where it comes from, how it works, that kind of thing. Because food science, because cooking is just a very practical form of making. So knowing how your food works is part of making. Knowing how your materials work is part of any make. So, yeah. And then after that, bag of holding prop.
Nice.
Ah, yeah.
Nice.
So hey guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's show. If you haven't already done so, consider following the channel and subscribing if you're feeling sassy. We do 5 active games a week here on Die Party. Starting on May the 7th, we're actually going to be doing a new game called Die Party's Whiskers and Whiskey, which is a mouse guard game starring Eric Volgaris, Smith Matic, and Kikira. I think that's her name. I always get it wrong because it's such a weird name to say. On top of that, Die Party Gambit will be coming back pretty soon. We just got to fill the last slot on that. And we might have a new game starting up. We might have a 7th game. Who knows? We'll see. In the future, next week is going to be the 2nd episode of Talking Shit Show on Monday at 9 a.m. PST. And that's going to be pretty fun to play. No. 8 a.m. PST. That's when it starts there. And that's just a podcast about weird news that happens throughout the week. It's pretty cool. We had a pretty good episode last time. And yeah, should be excellent. That's pretty much it, though. This weekend, I'll be streaming all weekend because, you know, I got nothing better to do because I'm that type of guy. But after this, I'm going to get some sleep. So make sure you check out the Patreon and show love and support to help Die Party grow. It's the best way to make it happen. When I get a bit more time up my sleeve, we're going to be releasing those Die Party Dungeon Master guides for... the first one is Night City for Cyberpunk 2020. Then after that, we might be looking at World of Darkness, specifically Sin Eaters, and potentially like how you can, you know, condense that entire collective of pieces of information and sort of merge all those supernaturals into one world. But yeah, Night City first. Got to put it all together though. But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. We out. Good night.